building. 3FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Iceberg ahead.
The ocean?
Iceberg ahead.
We're getting awfully close to it. We're going to hit it. We are going to hit it.
We're all around it, Mike.
Huh.
It's huge. It sure is foggy in here.
I think most of it's underwater.
WJFK.
Yes. That's the name of this little ship.
God, I hate this praying mantis. I really do. God. No, I can't just...
Bye!
Bye. Can't do that. I can't do it. Play that.
We're broadcasting to you from steerage.
With all the dancing?
Yes. Playing and drinking the ale and yeah. Playing the Irish music
it's
and
well,
fun.
Hi there, everybody.
Yeah, not the king of the world.
Well, the monthly ratings came out today.
Oh,
the Arbitrend monthly ratings.
It's a trend.
Yeah, it's a trend. We're fine. We are exactly the same. We're down 0.2, exactly the same as we were in the last ratings period.
Steady as she goes.
And we want to say to those of you out there in the fog. You know, once again, thanks for finding and continuing to support our show.
Yes. We know it's harder than it's ever been. Because it's not like you have to just leave the radio on.
Now, they're being very secretive with the ratings around here.
Huh.
Normally, even on a monthly rating, right. You know, you hear who's got what, and yeah. I get a phone call from a variety of people, right. Everybody who wants to horn in. When it's good, they all want to tell you how much they support you.
Right.
And when it's bad, they all want to just say, hey, remember if you just listened and did it my way, you know. But either way, you always hear something.
Of course. A little different today. Always.
Yeah, I heard nothing. Rob was upstairs and got the ratings, and I said, well, you know, if the first month of a trend, when I imagined that the station itself was going to hit an iceberg, no problem. You know, I feel good.
Okay.
I said, well, I said, for instance, what's our 25 to 54? That's the demo. He said, 6.4 to 6.0.
Okay.
Third place to third place.
Mm-hmm. So, held the rank, went down a little bit in the...
ratings are exactly the same.
They fluctuate.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, I can't find out anything that's going on around here. I mean, as far as the other ratings on the other shifts.
Wow.
But the one stat that I did find out that is somewhat alarming, which is why we have the iceberg alert out.
Yes.
Now, it's just a monthly rating, so there's nothing to be worried about.
Things can change.
It's all the trend.
For the overall radio station, for WJFK, our home station, which had made the bright move of changing to Free FM.
Right.
You know, change the name and everything, change the lineup.
How's that working?
Well, in December, the station had a 3.5.
Okay.
January, the station has a 1.5.
Oh, my.
Ouch.
And that's even with our super deluxe ratings counted in for January.
Oh, my, my.
And
did you check one important thing about that?
What's that?
Do we have enough lifeboats?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we should just throw O'Reilly over.
Yeah.
I mean, do like that dude on his honeymoon. The program director, and there's a joke. Yes, the new guy who, once he saw these numbers, he should have just gone to Home Depot and bought some rope.
Right.
To hang himself.
Sure.
He came down to the office today, and he stood there nervously, as they all do in the doorway,
mm-hmm.
and said,
Good ratings. Pretty good ratings. He's number three, 2554. Number one, Ben, 18 plus, Medusa.
Working for the world tomorrow.
It was a weird, ratings book.
You know, very strange.
It's the first month.
You're all right. You're okay.
It's just the first month.
It's going to be okay. I just got here. Oh, Jesus. Help me, God, no. Help me, God, no. Why did I move here?
So he says to me, he says, everybody's sitting in the office. He says, so what do you think? I said, well, I'm just a little concerned about what might be going on around us.
Yeah. I thought you were a pillar of restraint.
Yes. I said, part of a team.
Nice. Part of a team.
And I said to him, back in the day, it was 3 or 4 years ago, when our show was rated number one overall, I don't think it's that we were doing such cutting-edge radio then as opposed to now. Mm-hmm. I think that, frankly, yes, Buzz.
Okay.
We've just been mailing it in for the last 4 years. We just suck ass.
You should have noticed that, Buzz.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Didn't say anything.
No, the truth is what none of these guys get is that there was a lineup on this station.
There was a lineup that at least approached the hot talk format where this show does the best.
I mean, where you could, where we did share audience with the other shows on the station, where you heard something that was pretty similar to what we were doing, and the other guys could say it was similar to what they were doing.
Except for one guy, and he was a nut, so he had the nut factor going for him.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's the difference between Lydia and O'Reilly. I mean, O'Reilly doesn't go number one
right
in Tupperware in front of Chris Matthews.
And doesn't talk about, like, tying his, his thing. With twine, or with, leather
his
rope.
His sack.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a different time, and I'm having to, give this guy a history lesson. He's standing in the doorway, and I'm saying to the program director, well, back then, the whole station was rated higher. Mm-hmm. I said, for goodness sake, the station was a top five rated station.
Right.
How could we not help but be number one? The station was much more listened to.
Yes.
This is not a cop-out on my part.
It wasn't number one. We were, but the station was much, much, much better.
Right. Not a cop-out on my part. I'm very happy with our ratings, and no matter what happens here, our audience will continue to follow us. I know that. I've got no worries about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not very forthcoming with information about the rest of the station.
Hmm. We're kind of curious about all the other day parts. We can only take the one piece of information we have, which is the overall, right. And then you look at what we did and look at what the station did, and we kind of assume.
And again, I can only guess because nobody bothers to tell me. I heard that in the midday slot, there were some zeros.
Like a starting number? Wow.
That's all I can say.
Wow.
I'm only going from what I'm hearing. Right. And it's only the first month of a 3-month race.
That's right. Sure.
The ratings come out quarterly, and this is just a monthly thing. Mm-hmm. So. A
lot more ball to play.
So anyway, the reason that I bring that up is not only just to, let everybody know to watch out. Watch out for the iceberg. But this is topical because when the program director came in the office to tell us about the ratings, but not really give us the overall picture of how everybody's doing, he said,
hey, did you read the article on me in the Washington Times?
And we all perked up at that point because we didn't realize that there was somebody writing an article about our new guy.
Huh. And, to call it an article would be overstating it, but it's an item in today's Washington Times.
Oh, and you have it there.
Yes, I do. And the program director brought it down.
Ah.
And the headline says, Ready for Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, Greg Gillespie, the new program director at WJFK-FM, said he is ready to go on the Don and Mike show. Mr. Gillespie, comma, 52, said he has spent the past 2 weeks connecting
names with faces.
And meeting with WJFK's morning and afternoon drive teams, the Junkies and Don and Mike, respectively. He's met with the Junkies a few times to get acquainted, but has exchanged only brief introductions with Don and Mike, who have said on the air they have a desire to talk to Mr. Gillespie only during a live show.
I have no problem doing it,
Gillespie said yesterday.
Having these guys make fun or poke fun at me is of no concern. Sometimes creates good content and good fodder.
Glad he knows that rule.
Mm-hmm. The Junkies and other Washington area morning shows are preparing for today's release of preliminary Arbitron ratings for November through January. The trends will provide the first glimpse at listeners' habits since shock jock Howard Stern left for satellite radio.
You mean the plaintiff? No, the defendant.
Yeah.
The defendant.
In another great move, you know, as pontificated by myself ad nauseum yesterday when the story broke. I mean, this morning I'm watching the Today Show. And for God's sakes, in the first 20 minutes when they put real news on the Today Show,
right,
it's like the seventh story.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is a commercial, right?
Yeah.
For Big Bird.
Right. After he was, you know, off in oblivion and nobody's been talking about him. Now you bring him right back up
to
the forefront.
Nobody in this company's got a set. I mean, I'm serious. Nobody. This is... So you got the guy working here for a year and a half promoting the fact that he's going to cable radio, okay?
We mentioned that right from the very beginning. What are you doing? I mean, you're letting this guy have a commercial.
You know, and the trade-off, assuming that they had a brain in their heads, I mean, meeting our boss at CBS,
was 22 months of revenue.
Yeah. Right.
Well, look at the ad money we can make.
Well, now the guy's gone, and now they're suing him.
And now you're suing him.
Right.
And all you're doing is putting him back on the front page.
Just after he'd been
forgotten.
It's
like when we play the big lie and we always say you can't call your ex-husband because you don't live with him anymore. You don't have to pay the piper.
Right.
It's kind of a similar situation. You're suing a guy and he's not here.
Right.
And you're giving him free publicity.
Jesus.
You're giving him free publicity. And I happen to think he'll win if it ever does go to trial. He'll win.
It would occur to me.
All he's got to do is say, if they had a set of balls, they would have taken me off the air, or they would have just said, shut up about it. But they wanted to have it both ways. They wanted to have the money.
Right.
And in return, you know, and we said, I said, and I don't want to make it sound like you agree with everything, is it? But I think the general thought among most people in broadcast radio was, Christ. What kind of management team lets a guy go on and promote for over a year that he's going to be leaving for a new medium?
Right. You know, you and I have both, you've been in longer than I have, but we have both been in the radio business for a long time, and you know that you have worked with a lot of people that in the old days, that was inconceivable that you would get somebody that is sitting there, decides they're going to go, because I look at Sirius as like going to another radio station.
Kind of.
You're going to another radio station, and you're talking on your show about where you're going to go, you would have the regular radio veterans that would come down,
but it was so
put your headphones on and finish your shift for you.
Right.
They're so short-sighted. You know, they would rather have had the hot green money in their pockets that they got for the commercials than realize what they were doing was pissing off the audience and sending them away and getting them an infomercial every day for over a year.
Right. And now that he's gone, you're saying, well, we didn't want you to do that? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Especially when you have the power to make it change.
Right.
Dang, if it doesn't work out good for old Big Bird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, now, how long is this going to go on? I mean, this is going to be publicity, publicity, publicity.
More free commercials.
And you know what? And it's also going to fill up about an hour on his show every day.
Yeah, as I mentioned yesterday, it's in Howard's whole act. A lot of it is, you know, it's everybody against me. And now he's got somebody new against him.
It's amazing.
This lawsuit will be settled in a couple of days. These things never drag on for months and months and months.
Yeah, exactly. It won't be. It won't go long.
So this is a funny place to work.
Because, very, very strange time.
Because today it's like on lockdown. You know, for whatever reason, it's very quiet. Nobody's saying nothing. I mean, there have been times when the radio station has suffered through bad ratings. God knows we've suffered through them live on the air.
Yes.
I mean,
I think they're actually probably planning the celebration. They're planning the celebration, which would indicate that the free FM talent search has been a resounding success nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the hits keep coming.
Because I believe that, are there any more cities or markets to report on this of significance, or have all the big ones weighed in? Because the way I've read it, it seems to me the experiment is a resounding success.
Los Angeles crashing, New York crashing, Chicago crashing, Philadelphia crashing, Dallas crashing, Washington, Iceberg City.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Baltimore was released today. Don't know about our Baltimore ratings.
They're probably good.
I'd be curious about that.
I'm sure they are. But once again, this is now the new way we're doing things.
Right.
That, you know, I guess they're hiding stuff from us.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, good for Greg. Good that you got your name in the newspaper.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe they'll write tomorrow that the first rating under your watch was a 1.5.
He doesn't care. We can't give him credit for that. Come on. Now.
I know.
You can't be that. No, believe me, there'll be enough to be mean about him.
This is why he should embrace this fact. He should say, you know,
oh, my God, I'm coming in at the right time.
Because, I mean, relatively speaking.
I was there when...
He can do that. He can take that 1.5. But unfortunately, I think that the interest rates are going to go down a little bit more before they go up.
The guy should have done just a little bit of research into the radio station that he's coming to work at. I was describing nostalgically Evergreen, you know, the way things were.
Yes.
With one of the lineups that they had that actually generated ratings and revenue not too many years ago.
It would be the lineup that was here when it was approaching consistency.
Yes.
Yeah, when it was a top five station. It was Stern, and then it was, the Bladder Control, Liddy, and us, and then the Junks, and then Ron and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, really, when was this lineup? Yeah, and I said, I don't know, two and a half, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. He said,
Ron and Fez worked in the late night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Long time ago, before they put some of these shows on, they play Scrabble every day. Jesus. Say the same thing and just put the words in different order.
I wonder how the nighttime ratings are.
Day.
I wonder if the nighttime ratings are a zero too.
I'd love to know that.
I've heard that guy. I mean, Christ, I get in the car and I listen to that guy on the way home sometimes. It's like, oh, my God.
It's scary. It's scary. That sounds serious. That guy ought to be on a ward.
This is Jay Severin, and I'm like every other right-wing nut on the radio, except I'm a little more moderate than those other guys. I'll say something against Bush every once in a while. I think we should go to war with Iraq today. What do you think? I think we should nuke him. Call me. This is Jay Severin.
That is the last time that I listened to him was when he was very eloquently. Describing a whole plan of how we nuke Iran.
Right.
And I really, it just made me a little uneasy.
You know,
it didn't make me interested. It just made me uneasy.
This station used to be about the three Fs.
The three Fs?
Farting.
Uh-huh.
Effing.
Uh-huh.
And fun.
That's right.
That's it. They've taken the effing out. Although, God knows, they still love doing it to us. But they've taken that out.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken the farting out.
Right. We would be more comfortable, you know, with that environment. Or even a box of records at this point surrounding us. Instead of these individuals that if you went to a cocktail party and you heard that crap, you'd escort them from your living room and say, hey, windbag, get the hell out. Uh-huh. And have you checked lately? The country thinks you're stupid.
Yeah.
But,
Jesus, I mean,
this is a corporate decision that's been made that has been proven, Mike, to be working around the country. So we should just stop talking like this.
Yeah, it's, but you know what? You said a long time ago, this is our opportunity to vent. This is when we come in and we can talk about our issues, our psychological issues.
These are our issues.
And I for one, am going to gather a group
here at the radio station.
I'm going to see if we can learn some string instruments, cello,
violin,
and I'm going to be out in the hallway playing on the deck of the ship as everybody gets into the lifeboats.
Aww.
All the women first, Colette, Shondell, Madonna, into the boats, please. We'll be here.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Sorry, Mr. Hughes.
And
you'll be the last one. You have to stay up on the bridge.
And I know that I'm the last one that you would ever imagine is a believer in camaraderie. But I do. Even if guy, and I said this, when we worked in New York with Opie and Anthony, the thing that just pissed me off about them
mm-hmm.
to no end was the fact that they wouldn't talk to us
right.
off the air.
Not
even
the
though
way.
We were fighting with these guys on the radio every day. And I actually went to Ken at one point, the general manager, and said, well, just ask those dudes to go downstairs and, like...
Put us in a room.
Just meet, you know, let's have a cup of coffee or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was
figure
like,
it out.
It was like, they don't want to talk to you, man.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm sitting there going, hold on a second. And I brought up the dumb Oakland Raiders thing, you know, that they hated each other, but they were on a team. I mean, listen, I don't love Peter Rosenberg. I certainly don't love Bill O'Reilly. I don't love Penn Jillette. I'm fond of the Junkies. I don't love them. I definitely don't love this guy that's on at night. But Christ, how about somebody get some idea of continuity? Somebody take the thumb out of the bung and lick it and hold it up and see what way the wind is blowing.
There is no rhyme or reason to it. It's a bunch of shows just thrown on, and it doesn't make sense.
And here's where I'm different than they are. And I know this sounds against type, but I swear on Frida's grave, I'm embarrassed. It's like, believe it or not, even though I say this place is a dump, and it is, this place is like it's like worse. It's like worse than the Shawshank Redemption working at this radio station, like crawling through crap every day. It really is. But it bothers me to see what once used to be a pretty good, pretty cool radio station being driven into the ground by nitwits who couldn't program their way out of paper bags, just making global decisions based on whatever way the wind is blowing.
We've never been given a criteria for these decisions.
Really, we'll be fine.
Oh yeah, the only thing we've been given here is, you know, that we are the, you know, the one consistent here. That's what they've told us, uh-huh. and that makes sense to us. We understand that. As far as some of the other shows, our midday show, our night show, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't. I'm sure that those shows have a place, but you're right. There is no consistency. Put on shows so that somebody can go, just like a television station, mm-hmm. you know, on a Thursday night, and you have a lineup,
you know,
of entertainment,
about, right?
You know, but it doesn't seem to make sense.
And they don't get it because, listen, here's the thing about me and Mike. We make our number. I mean, like us or hate us, listen, you live and die by 25 to 54 in this business, and we rule it. We just friggin' rule it. It doesn't matter. We did it with Liddy as our lead-in. We did it with O'Reilly as our lead-in. Now we're doing it with a zero share as our lead-in. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Doesn't anybody around here want this to be a good place? I mean,
no.
And here's what they're doing. Not that I think we should all go to Carlos or Kelly's together and do that phony camaraderie thing. But, like, there is no sense of community at this place, and I'm antisocial to begin with, so I'm not going to run up and down the halls and, like, shake hands and talk to these people. Christ, it's not my job. I'm not the manager here.
Right.
However, I would say that I think it's an awful decision to have the very first meeting of the entire staff since the new regime has taken over and all the changes have come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge tactical mistake to have the very first entire staff meeting tomorrow with lawyers about indecency. It's just, I mean, if these guys don't get it, that you have a lot of people working at the station and this place is effed up and you got 1 hour shows and you got 15-minute shows and you got infomercial shows and you got ratings that are tanking and nobody talks to anybody and nobody knows anything that's going on, but the one time that we're all going to get together.
Mandatory.
Since we've changed general managers, program directors, lineups, changed the name of the radio station, the one thing we're all going to get together for tomorrow is to sit in a room with the lawyers where they're going to tell us that we can't do dick jokes.
It unites people.
I mean, I'm sorry. It is retarded.
Yeah.
It is retarded.
Yeah. It won't be retarded when I wear my outfit.
I dare you to. I dare you to
You're
wear
wearing
your,
an outfit.
I dare
I'm
you,
wearing a bathing suit.
I dare you to wear your bathing suit.
I'm going to wear a bathing
Will
suit.
Will it be indecent? Or
no, I don't think so. You know what? It's you're right. For everybody else, there's a certain select group of people that would enjoy it, but it's not. I tell you, it's tough. It's tough to have fun. We used to.
Anyway. That's the update on what's happening here.
Yeah.
So, guy in the newspaper that wrote that column today, we did talk to him, and we will talk to him. However, he should know he is a non-factor in this show, and there certainly is no need for you to come by the office to discuss monthly ratings with me, please, and don't embarrass me in front of my guys by coming in and discussing that stuff. You know, I've already briefed all of them. I already know more about the ratings than you know. I'm talking now to the program director. I already know what
otherwise things are just fine.
I already know what the isolated month was. I already know what we dropped. I already know what's coming up in front of us.
Hey.
Feel pretty good about it.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Just keep your 52-year-old bones-looking ass out of our office. Why don't you go work on some of these other topics that I've brought up? Really, what would be the problem with bringing people together?
He can't. What can he do?
Well, then why?
Seriously, what can he do?
Why did he take the job?
When we get him on the show, maybe we can ask him that. But what can he really do? What can he do with the wing nuts that are, you know, from other places around the fruited plain? The hell can he do?
I don't know.
He's going to fly up and go, hey, Bill, hey, this political crap.
Well,
lighten up.
What he should do is he should grow a set and go to Houston and say, listen,
take it off.
Yeah, I'm the program director. I've listened for about 4 days. God, it just sucks.
There's no consistency.
Can't we, like, bury him on the overnight show?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, and you know why? It's because of what I call CAK. Corporate ass kissing.
I think that's the only explanation that I see.
It's who you know
for it.
That you get shows that get forced on stations and the managers, because they're so used to bending over and spelling the word run, they just say, yes, sir, thank you, may I have another.
Right.
Just like this whole fantastic free FM experiment.
It's like, you know, I know you like football analogies. It'd be like having an NFL team, and you're saying, listen, I know that this guy gained 2,000 yards last year, but to... Listen, this is a friend of mine's son that we're going to put in the backfield. Well, because his father does some construction work with our owner.
Right.
So we're going to let him start in the backfield. Now, just bear with me. It'll work. It'll work. And hey, who knows? Maybe he'll get some yards.
Even though he has no legs.
Right. He's in a wheelchair.
He's a paraplegic.
Jeez.
Oh, and also he has no arms.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that.
Oh, and he's missing half of his head.
He's a friend of the boss.
But he is a friend of the boss's friend.
He doesn't really want to play ball. He just wants to be the ball.
Exactly.
He just wants, like in Caddyshack, be the ball, except literally, he wants to be the ball. And one final thing from behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit of good news for the show. Should be proud about this today. This comes from Craig in our research department. Blah, 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 blah. Don, thank you for my web stats report, blah, 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 blah. I just posted the podcast numbers a few moments ago.
Ooh.
The Don and Mike Show has finally beaten Howard Stern. The Don and Mike Show podcast is now the number one broadcast talk radio podcast on iTunes as of March 1st, 2006.
That's terrific.
The only other podcasts above us are two Harry Potter podcasts.
Hi. Don, how are you?
Don and Mike, total podcast numbers are up 113% over January.
That's a lot.
Podcast
Thank
audience.
Thank you, Buzz.
Podcast audience is now much larger than the streaming audience.
Really?
You know, that blows me away. That really, really
That's
blows me away.
That's why I keep telling you, go to iTunes and sign up and download those babies now, because I'm telling you, very soon.
Right.
You know, someone's got to pay for Howard's lawsuit.
Yeah, right. That's good. Got to pay those lawyers.
They're going to find a way to get you.
Well, thank you for everybody that's done that.
Yeah.
That's great. And I think that a lot of people around the country are doing that and getting the show in areas where we don't broadcast. So
I'd just like to mention
thing.
Again that I know that we are on around the country on about 25, 30 radio stations, and we love them all very much. However, if you're in Washington, D.C., I'd like you to make note that you are listening to 106.7 WJFK, The Don and Mike Show. That should be your mantra.
Thank you. Thank you in advance.
We have never needed your flashlights more. We are so close to the iceberg.
And we understand. Trust me. We understand
we
you.
We understand.
We understand why it's harder than it's ever been.
I know. You've got to find, you know, gosh, here's what it comes down to. Is one show worth a button?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is one show worth a button? That's all we're saying. Is one show worth a button?
It's so dramatic. I like the sound of that.
Aren't we worth a button?
Absolutely.
That's all we want.
That's all we want. We want your button.
We know that the button will be useless to you 20 hours of the day.
And not 5, 6, 4, three, too. We want
We got to be your number one producer.
You know, and when we say the button, we want the number one button. Yeah, there it is again. Just a tiny little bit of that ice sticking out of the water. 90% of it underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Listen, when you're drowning, you're not above begging for help. And right now, that's it.
More sound effects in the months to come.
That's the SOS coming out right now. Don't forget, listen. Listen. Listen all the time.
Save a button for us.
Please.
Yeah. I tell you.
Can't we be your one show button?
The fun button.
Can't we be? I mean, really, can't there be some button, a light rock button, that you really don't need?
No, you don't need
stand
that.
In line to sign up for your preferred method.
See, because it,
exposure or freezing to death.
I'm afraid if you don't give us your button, sadly, even though you love us, we are beloved by our audience. We are regional treasures.
That's freezing to death or drowning. That's the choice that we have.
You will forget us, for you are a fickle public.
We understand that, and we know that it's entertainment, and, well, from what I've heard, it's free. So it has to be convenient, too. It so can't just be there.
So listen, even if your dial most hours of the day, certainly during the middle of the day, does not make its way towards 106.7, and you perhaps thought about giving the local Tejana station a button, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Keep the button. And just make it the button for this show, the Don and Mike show.
And keep your eyes on the road, please.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
We don't want to lose. Hey,
no.
If we get them,
no,
we don't want to lose them.
That's true.
Buckle up for
something. Drive safely, won't you? So, anyway, that's pretty much the state of the station.
That's an update.
And looking
sure
forward
is.
To seeing everybody at the big indecency meeting tomorrow with the lawyers. That'll be a good time.
The this update brought to you by Cruise Line. The Titanic Cruise Line.
Now, let's just take a call before we, an unscreened call, just before we start the laughing place.
We could be upset, but we're not upset because this has all been predicted.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello there. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, welcome.
What a lovely phone you have.
Oh, God.
Bye!
Shipped ashore, yeah.
Loser there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tricky.
Hello.
Radio guys.
Howdy.
How are you guys doing?
Very well.
Hey, you guys have been my number one button for about 20 years. And I live down in Redneck'sburg, Virginia. And I have done the craziest things to be able to hear you guys.
Well, thank you. Just please keep us. All we're asking for is to be your number one button.
Just make us your number one button.
You have been for a long time. And I've stuck an antenna in my attic. I bought a Radio Shark to download you on my computer. I've done everything. And these
nice
podcasts
guy.
Are the greatest.
Nice boy. Thank you,
well, we're gathering that by the statistics that the podcasts are very popular.
We appreciate that extra effort.
Very soon, the entire radio show will just be on podcast. We won't even be on the radio anymore.
We may do better.
We'll just be those podcasting types.
Yeah, we'll be doing it from our living room.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, are they taking lessons from KHTK? You guys are well worth the one button here in Sacramento.
Well, now, listen,
Tim Rome
or
Grant Napier?
Yes, now say what you will about either of those guys. However, the last time I checked, radio station KHTK in Sacramento was not heading towards an iceberg.
Consistent.
Yeah, I think
that doesn't disprove that they suck, though.
But KHTK is a very successful radio station. We are successful there, and many other parts of the radio station are successful. You have to give credit where credit is due.
Right.
You guys kick ass.
Thank you.
Bye. See you later. Bye-bye. No, you know what makes successful radio?
Oh, boy.
You know, we should really start the show, then I can get to this. It's from the radio magazine, Radio and Records, where it has a quote from the new program director about how he's looking forward to working with us.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get past that, it has stories about program directors who are virtually J-O-ing about how they had great ratings in the fall and their secrets for the great ratings. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff that their stations did to garner gigantic ratings where they, like, share it with the rest of the
readers.
We
can learn from that.
Yes, we can learn. And the names, you know, back in my day, you know, you had Shotgun Mark Rivers or, you know, Big Don or Big Ron O'Brien. Or
Shadow.
Yeah, Shadow.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Fun-loving Fred.
Kid.
Yeah, there's a lot of
kid. Kid, yeah.
A lot of kid with two D's. Well, no, hold on a second.
Bert.
Let me. I gotta get my glasses.
Oh, Bert.
For Bert. Bert Weiss.
Bert.
Hey,
Weiss.
Diamond.
You know what?
The man who started it all.
You know what?
Put him on middays here.
Why not?
Serious as a heart attack.
I know.
Doesn't he come with a box of records, though?
Yep. How long would his show be?
All right, hold on. Let me see. Here's before, I'm not even going to read you some of the actual content. Let's just skip to the names where the DJ, where the program directors thank the DJs that have made their station in the top five.
All right.
In Dallas, want to thank Kid in the morning, KIDD. Also, the rest of my staff, Cruz, CRUZ.
Cool.
JJ Kincaid, Billy the Kid. KIDD.
Another kid? You mean two kids on one radio station?
Gina Lee Fuente and Big Junior.
Big Junior.
Then we go to the next station, which is in Greensboro, North Carolina, I guess. Hold on a second. I want to thank Big Mike, Taylor J, Kerr Copeland, and Broadway.
Broadway!
Broadway.
How are you?
And in Tulsa, you've got...
Coming up, an Al Jarreau Music Marathon.
You've got Tim Raine, King of the Nighttime.
Uh-huh.
Our morning show, Stan, Carly, and Lunchbox. We moved Billy the Baby DJ to middays.
Lunchbox. Hey, Lunchbox.
I also want to thank Ace, TJ, Yankee Pete, Madden Ryan.
Yankee Pete.
God, these names.
Nothing will ever top as far as DJ names. That station, was it up in Frederick, Maryland, that had all the Wild West names?
It was Davy Crockett and...
Kemosabe Joe.
Kemosabe Joe. There was
Grizzly Adams.
Fun Lovin' 14ZYQ.
WZYQ. And they had all their names... They had a very strong-willed program director that gave everybody, Wild West Frontier names, and it was great.
This is Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams. Kemosabe Joe's coming up next.
This is Grizzly Adams. Here are the Carpenters.
Stay tuned for Pocahontas in the overnight. Should be lots of fun here on the Wild. Daniel Boone!
Okay. Let's start.
All right.
You say,
I think that's a fine idea. Because you
skies
know what?
Are clear.
We're going on. We're persevering. We are going to be here for a long time.
Skies are clear.
Oh, look at that.
And we're at sea.
Look at the bluebirds. Bluebirds are flying around.
Mm,
I think about my life in place.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
To go home.
Biden social commentary right here about the radio business.
Right.
Mike?
Yes, Don?
Here's the part you like so bad.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6.
10 and 1.
5.
6 noon
and 4.
4.
Check your local.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Check your local listings.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
Back when I was a DJ, I would love this intro more than just about anything. But what I love about it now is that we've taken the words out. And it's only the background music to George Harrison's What Is Life? So, I'm living now a dream that I had back when I played records.
Where every record you play would be just one big intro.
It would be, this is like a 4.5-minute intro.
Very cool.
Right. Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Of course, the sitar and everything is George Harrison, What Is Life?
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank
you. Hello! Let's bring in.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
Hi!
Hey, hold on. There's
I'm
door.
Coming in.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
We forgot about that.
And good afternoon.
Hold on.
You want to go?
Gotta stop you right there.
All right.
Everybody was a witness to this.
Yeah.
It was in the office. Buzz.
Yes,
you were
I was
this?
There. It was a flagrant violation.
Yeah.
When the new program director was standing at the door telling us the ratings, he did say, whatnot.
It's a technical term.
Everybody in the room, I believe that Rob, Don, Buzz, myself, we were all in there.
Yep.
And I believe everybody eyeballed everybody else.
Yes,
at least once.
Yes,
it was awkward. Awkward.
It, what it is it's the mating call of the idiot. If you're listening upstairs, Greg, whatnot. Never say whatnot.
Yeah.
In any time, in any fashion.
You're better than that.
Yes, absolutely.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shriner Hat and all the ships at sea. Well, what you gonna play now? Bobby, I don't know. But what's it ever I play, it's got to be funky.
Very good.
1, 2, 3, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right, I get Black History Month jokes. And don't forget, it's the rabbit thing, if you still believe in that.
Oh, I forgot.
I don't. That's my personal choice. Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
03-01 on 6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz ain't retarded. And here are your phone numbers, everybody. You can call us at any time. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. Then we got an 800 number. 800-636-1067. And if you're one of the few, well, I shouldn't say that. Our numbers are okay, but if you're... Well, what the hell, I saw the thing. Yeah, one of the few. If you're on the lifeboat and you're listening on WJFK in Washington, you can call us at 202-432-1067.
Oh, yeah.
We're still on the internet. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and you will get the internet stream, which, Mike, today, that's it looks frozen. Take a look again, Mike.
All right.
It is Grand Marnier. Now, maybe we've left it outside too long.
Oh, my
Hold
God,
on.
That's right.
Take off yourself a piece.
Mmm. Oh, tasty. I like it.
Now, maybe it's a little too icy.
Right.
You tell me.
That's okay. Anything is good chilled.
You go to the website, click on Listen Live, mm-hmm. DonandMikeWebsite.com, and you'll get our internet stream.
And no matter how cold it is, I can still light it on fire.
And don't forget, when it's frozen...
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You can lick it.
Oh, man. Got some on my eye.
So go ahead and lick it.
Lick it good.
You want to email us? Send us electronic mail. DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll get those letters right here in the studio. And, as you mentioned, the show is also being podcast. So go to iTunes on Apple, where there's, I think, 50-some episodes that are up right now for your perusal.
Enjoy. Listen to us while you work out.
In your car.
Hello.
In the office.
Don Mike Show.
Super.
Everybody can agree on. Even the boss.
Even the big boss.
Even the boss.
Sticking it to the man.
And all the DJs. Hey, where's Kid? K-I-D-D.
He's right next to Shadow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Yes, Mark. Why'd you say that as a question?
Oh, sorry about that.
You're not sure? You're not sure who you are? What's going on?
For the longest time, I've listened to you guys, and I had to give yourself, you guys, a rating every day because of the box I lived in, because of the religion I was involved in. And I gave you
Hold on. You got to explain about
things. Start over again. You lived in a box.
Well, it's kind of, I call it a box now because looking back, I really...
Are you speaking literally or figuratively?
Oh, figuratively.
Very good.
And I gave you guys a rating every day, like PG, R-rated, X-rated, and because of the religion I was living in, or that I went to.
Which is the religion? Like the cult of the stupid?
What is it, Kabbalah?
No, it's just, you know, they kind of put you in a box saying, you know...
Is this Tom Cruise?
This and that.
You're really into that visual of putting us in a box.
But what religion? Come on, just say it.
It's just a non-denominational Christian, and I just took it too far to the right.
Were you a fundamentalist Christian?
I would call myself a fundamentalist Christian.
Were you born again, son?
Yes, I am born again.
Did the priest kiss you?
Well, we didn't have priests, but yeah.
Did your preacher ever handle snakes?
Yes, hold on. Yes.
Oh, no, he never kissed me, no.
Oh.
Were you touched?
No.
Were you touched by an angel?
No.
Can you speak in tongues?
No.
Why are you calling?
Well, I'm calling because I rated your show every day. I gave it a PG.
You said that three times right now. What else?
All right, I have rated your call. Rated S.
Okay.
For sucks.
Bye!
Oh, there we go. But a friendly Don Knotts farewell.
Oh!
So much better than shooting people, isn't it?
No, but we haven't completely given up that option, have we?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We still have the gun, very the telephone, good. And the taser, Mike.
That's a good thing.
And for extreme, you know, we have the chainsaw.
That's right.
Extreme measures.
I'm kind of rooting for new and different guns.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Each and every day.
Don and Mike radio guy.
Howdy.
On Free FM up here in Baltimore, the advertisement they play for the promos for the station, they all talk about freedom of speech and that the broadcasters can say anything they wish and how it's so free. What a load of F.
Yeah, right. Well, if it was really true, you could say yes, but you can't. Hey, listen, we know that. Thank you, and...
Bye!
Bye.
Somebody was telling me that up around Baltimore, I guess the tunnel or something like with it, we are on a huge billboard up there. I didn't know that we were on billboards up there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's kind of scary. I mean, really, with our faces, I mean, it would just scare me.
I hope it's a serious picture. I do hope it's that
serious one.
It's the one that looks like we're mad at people.
That's right. I like that.
That's the one that we wanted.
I like that.
Because so many times you see DJs that are either like breaking bottles over their heads.
Right,
or, you
yucking
know,
it up.
You know, pretending that they're on the Monkees or mm-hmm. they're redoing a scene from the movie Help. With, you know, that.
Right.
I know I'm going way back in time. But
no, but you, that's true, though.
And we just said, you know what, for this picture, how about just us, two handsome, angry, fat men.
Yeah, looking very seriously. And you look actually devilish, which is...
Thank you.
Which is really what you were going for.
Thank you.
Don't sell yourself short, Mike.
Hello.
I look mad. I think I look mad. Don looks seriously like he has just closed a deal on putting somebody in the trunk of his car.
Hello there. Hello, are you there? Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
I was just calling to let you know that I have you guys programmed on two radio stations in my car.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Now, you must promise us, because I'm telling you, we're coming into lean times. We're coming into times where people are not going to be sampling this radio station mm-hmm. as much. And we really need your support. We really. So what, do you have a button for what? I'm guessing for Washington and Baltimore?
Right. I commute from Baltimore down to Reston. So I have you on 105.7. Until I get to Lake Columbia, and then I switch over to 106.7.
Oh, now isn't she great?
Are you constantly in the car? Are you constantly playing with your buttons?
No, not often. Sometimes you kind of get the urge when you're sitting in traffic to play with your button, but...
Baby.
Yeah,
right, baby.
Yeah. She's a listener of the show. Okay, she didn't need any kind of tutorial on that
didn't
at all.
Didn't need a roadmap.
Not at all.
Appreciate that. We appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hi there, Don
and Mike.
Hi.
And Buzz.
Hey. Hi.
And Rob, too. I was wondering when you're going to do the, you know, when you call the prostitute and you use the celebrity voices? I was wondering when you're going to do that segment again.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. La, 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 la.
Exactly.
Weren't we working on a soundboard? Who are we going to get a tape of?
Barney, but they're very muddy sounding because of the age of the show.
Barney
Fife.
Oh, Barney. Oh, that's right. We wanted Andy of Mayberry.
Boo!
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, we will work on it.
I crave seduction.
There he is.
I know you do. I
like that.
Are you enthusiastic about anything? Are you enthusiastic about anything?
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Oh, wonderful.
Who are you?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Okay.
Change me, mommy.
Yeah, those are good.
They're wonderful, and it really worked well.
Those are good. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing great, thanks.
That billboard in Baltimore is ginormous, by the way.
Somebody told me that last night. So it's really, really big.
Cool. Hey, I know it's kind of a sore subject, but what would it take to get you guys on satellite?
The company to release us from our contract.
Is that the reason why the salary's not great?
What salary? Our salary is great. Are you kidding?
No. Go if you went to satellite.
That would be the other part of the equation.
Well, but
this company would have to release us from our contract, and the people that send the things up into space would have to come in with a rather large suitcase.
Yes.
I hear you.
But not that they've indicated that they couldn't have a suitcase.
Yeah, right now it's a question of the team we're playing on. You know, it's not like baseball. You know, we're not free agents right now.
Right. I hear you. I got a chance to meet you guys at Columbia in one of the funniest circumstances. You guys were doing the Las Vegas style show.
Right.
Do
you remember that it was Karma Kabooms, a horrible club? The guy was an idiot that ran the place.
Yeah, like every one of the shows, every one of our live shows, yes.
It was so sad when we go to those live shows because they'd want us to do the shows. And then we would inevitably meet with the owner of the establishment who would be absolutely terrified about losing his liquor license.
Nobody can do anything on stage. You can't cuss. You can't have girls do anything. You can't have any kissing.
That seems to me to be the one where I think he met with us before the show and we really said, well, that's our whole show.
Yeah, why are we here?
Carmen Kaboom, we had an RV. And also the dance floor, as I recall, opened to like some sort of stable.
Oh,
there was an animal.
Isn't that when Mike the CP comic opened for us?
Yes. And don't you remember we hung out with him back in the RV? And do you know who was hitting on him at the time?
Who?
Do you remember who was that chick that was our intern, but she was like a grown-up lady with
Roy's mom.
Roy's mom.
Yeah. Roy's mom was hitting on.
Roy's mom, who was we loved this. We had an intern. She was like a 40-year-old woman, a mom. It's a mom of a teenage boy.
Named Roy.
She was cute, too.
Yeah. Named Roy. And she was an intern. She was trying to get some broadcast credit. And she was making out with him or playing with his hair.
And I remember that night she danced. And she danced like a professional.
She danced like she'd done it before.
Remember? Oh, and she kept denying it as she grabbed the pole?
She was just too natural.
Yeah. I sort of remember Carmen Kaboom.
Our county cops were lined up like Blues Brothers.
Those were the days, my friend. All right, so anyway, what about that fantastic night?
Oh, I just got a chance to meet you guys. I was actually bar backing at the time. And
that's dangerous.
They had some makeshift backstage, and I got to meet you guys. And you were very upset. It was pretty hilarious because I was kind of behind the scenes just watching everything unfold.
What's your name again?
Mike.
Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yep. Yeah, right.
It was fun.
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Old Mike the Barker. Okay.
Bye!
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, you ass. Hello there.
He was great.
You got a Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
How you guys doing? It's your old friend, Joe, a.k.a. Bluto.
Goodbye.
It's a nickname.
Bye!
Disqualified on account of nickname.
Got a break.
Yeah.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, take that out. It smells like
Has this ever happened to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
This thing weighs a ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Joe.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bag.
Joe.
In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
The Don and Mike Show. With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
Now, that we are talking about the station taking on water here. But I also want to tell you that I'm very proud of you, Mike O'Mara.
Why? Why are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you.
Me?
Rob Speedbump.
Really?
We did not discuss.
Oh, the thing.
That's right.
There's a reason for that.
Why?
I didn't watch it.
Good for you, Michael.
But I did TiVo it.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You didn't watch it. We're not talking about it. Moving on.
Nothing to say.
Not turning your microphone on, Rob. There you go.
Rob's going to write me a note. Rob is going to write me a note because we usually talk about it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, American Idol.
I will in no way communicate what he's writing. I won't do that. I will simply acknowledge to him.
I'm so over American Idol last night. That's 90 minutes that I spent Calgon bath oil beads.
Good for you. Did you light the candles and slip into a nice bubble bath?
Thousands of candles, almost demonic. And God damn, he's writing. Maybe I just
I'm hoping,
let him speak.
Because he's taking this much time, I'm hoping that this covers it for me.
What did he write?
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Are you sure you want to know?
Well, come on, what did he write?
That's worth going back.
What did he write?
Well, I thought you didn't want, I thought you were boycotting the talk. He said, you'll enjoy behind the scenes, Kelly Pickler rolling in bed with her roommate. Kelly Pickler, one of the more fetching girls. She the one with her daddy in prison.
That's right. And the other was the other fetching girl who closed out last week. They're roommates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was just curious.
The slightly bigger boned girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's got the great voice.
Yeah, right.
Oh, see, there's some. She's got a pretty face, though.
Oh, no, does that? Look at that.
Rolling in bed.
Look at that. Microphone microphone turned off.
Rolling in bed. Rob. Bye.
He'll do it to all of us eventually. You know, the thing I remember about
America. Hello. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
There you back, Mike.
Hello.
You mean we're not going to talk about American Idol anymore?
I thought you were going to turn it off. Oh, no.
But I don't have anything
Don and
to
Mike.
Say.
Hello.
Simon.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi there, honey.
What can we do for you, Cupcake?
Sweet thing.
I'm a cupcake, huh?
Hey, baby.
Baby doll, what's happening?
Hey, I just want to tell you, I want to give it out to my husband. He just had a triple bypass, so they went up through his groin. And
oh, my God.
How many meds are you on right now?
Huh? I'm not on any meds at all. He is. And
your husband, hold it. Your husband had a triple bypass heart operation,
right.
And they went through his NADS?
He went up, well, they went up through his groin, put a wire up through his groin.
Oh. They do that.
Yeah. And then they found out he had a 90% blockage in different places.
How's he doing now?
Well, when I left him, he was in a lot of pain, but he had a lot of nurses, but they had to put pressure.
How is Larry?
On his groin.
Wait, they have to put pressure on his groin?
Yeah, on the groin area.
Shouldn't that be your job? So what'll happen?
They put pressure on the groin area where they put the wire up there.
Right.
Why?
So it won't bleed anymore. But he's got about two or three nurses working on him.
On that area?
I think we've got. I think we've got your husband on the line. Hold on. Hello.
I doubt that.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Here's this woman's husband right now.
I'm Larry of the corner.
Hello, Larry. How is your triple bypass?
I'm lying in bed. There's a minister over there. people are all gathering around the bed.
Right. So Larry King had a triple bypass through his nuts. your husband. Your husband.
Well, he opened them up. Well, 3 years ago he had a triple bypass. This time he had a blockage.
Oh, so
the only thing I worry about is dying.
So sure. They gave him the Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, he had a Roto-Rooter, and it's not pretty. They put a new thing on you. They used to put sandbags on you when you had one of those.
That hurt.
So did it stress you out a little bit?
Back to life.
Did it motivate you to go out and like knock down 18 margaritas?
I wish I had.
Uh-huh. Because you sound like you might have had a cocktail.
You know, I often ponder this. What is too much?
But he's suffering.
Well, I hope he gets better.
Yeah.
Because it's an area of my life I haven't done well with.
I want you to know that.
What?
To keep on, you guys keep on your diet so you don't have to do all that.
I see. That's certainly good motivation.
All right. Well, let's.
Madonna just saved me. I was getting ready for maybe a cheat and to grab some food. They brought food in. Why did they bring food in, Buzz?
Somebody in Wichita heard Don mention Carlos O'Kelly's in connection with a possible ratings party, and so somebody in Wichita called Carlos O'Kelly's down the street here, and they just delivered two big bags of food.
You have the power. You have power.
And Madonna saw that, saw you approaching them, and we all said, step away from the chips.
And Madonna more than anybody else. And Madonna, I want to say thank you. That was very, because I was going to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to cheat.
But
Madonna,
you didn't.
Madonna has that lovely way about her that she can make you stop in your tracks. Stop it!
Oh, yeah.
Did she speak to you or just wave her wand?
You got a bunch of women working on your groin, but it's
their... Right, okay, honey. Well, best of luck to your husband, and I hope when he comes out of this, he has enough strength to maybe just give you an open favor.
Bye!
She was just a sass on too much for me. It's like...
Yeah. You wonder if that's that blockage is all diet.
Yeah.
How much is stress related?
Mm-hmm. You think he's eager to get home?
Don and Mike show. Hello. It's like a holiday for him. Yeah. Hello.
I can't believe he hasn't shot himself.
Yeah. We thought.
Bye.
That's kind of what we were just saying.
He's having like an angioplasty, and it's like a vacation for him.
He's like, okay, here are my options. I can have triple bypass going through my gonads,
mm-hmm.
or I can spend time with this woman. okay.
Right.
I'm
check me in.
Yeah.
Check me in.
He's going to have the surgery, but continue with the donuts.
She starts to talk in the morning. He's like, I feel that tightness again.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
That lady was trying her damnedest to get over that rainbow, and she couldn't. So what?
So what? Quote Judy Garland.
She was just that's like good. Judy Garland.
They're pushing on his groin. Stop the bleeding. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just want to let you know you guys are my number one preset as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. We need that. We really need that.
And I was also wondering, do you think that's why Beth Ann used the mirror to make sure she was pushing the number one button?
You know, I don't know what Beth Ann did with the stuff here at the radio station as far as the buttons go.
Yeah.
But it's been a long
time. Bye!
She discovered.
Since we've had that mental picture going.
She discovered the button. She can also cut her own hair.
Hair where?
Wherever.
Hair where?
Easily done.
Half. Down
I have more than enough hair down there.
Hair down there.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. Today's show's going okay, but what could we be doing better?
Yeah.
Give me just a moment.
Are there some tips in the trade publication?
Yeah, there was just a couple of things I noticed. Let me see. Now, Mike, you and I really, we're doing things the wrong way.
Well, we have been for years.
Mm-hmm. Kid Craddock in the morning, K-I-D-D.
Hello.
K-R-A-D-D-I-K.
Right.
This is Kid Craddock. They say that in Dallas, he had a great ratings book. It's his program director, Patrick Davis, saying, nobody uses emotion like this show. He did a hurricane relief show in September. He has his charity show in November and his annual trip to Disney World and Kissmas, because it's Kiss FM.
Oh, cool. Yes.
His Kissmas wish in January and December.
That's nice.
Kid Craddock has a depth of character that's not seen on the radio. He loves doing hurricane relief shows.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Hey, if it works.
Hold on.
I like the way they translate that into like ratings.
What a quote. He loves doing hurricane relief shows.
So I guess for kids' sake, we're going to pray for like another horrible season.
Yes, please.
Perhaps another major city can be wiped out due to a hurricane.
If you don't mind. Kid will love that. All right, now here you go. Stations love trading on this whole... Now, I don't know why you would put this in a trade magazine.
You might want to keep this under the radar.
To say that the reason you got good ratings is because your morning guy did hurricane relief shows and likes doing hurricane relief shows.
Likes disasters.
Here's another one. 105 KZL, Greensboro, North Carolina. How did the Murphy in the Morning show go number one?
Wow.
WKZL's Murphy in the Morning adopted a family from New Orleans and brought them to Carolina. The morning show set the family up with a house, furniture, money, schooling for the kids. And, of course, they called in every day to tell us their progress on the air.
God, there it is right there.
We thrive on being extremely local and bringing this family to our hometown. Was an excellent way to prove that to our listeners.
You know, it just seems to me, as we have always said, it wipes out the good deed.
Okay,
it really does.
How about Z107, St. Louis? Why did they have great ratings?
Why?
Let me see. First off, we put bus wraps in the first phase of the ratings period.
Okay.
Meaning that they advertised on buses.
Okay.
They had shrink wraps on buses.
I thought they called those bus boards.
Actually, you could wrap an entire bus now.
Okay.
Okay. The second phase of the ratings played on the audience's psychosis about gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away gasoline. Phase three of the ratings.
You know, to the best of my knowledge, Don, that's never been done before.
Phase three of the ratings was the Z104 tradition of the Christmas ripoff, where we maximize what was left over from our year-end budget and give listeners a chance to either rip off a previous winner's prize or gamble by picking on door number two.
Deal or no deal.
And some people won a wheel of cheese.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it with disasters and a wheel of cheese.
I'm taking notes. Use emotion and play on psychosis. That's what I have so far.
Hey, it works for the administration.
Then here we've got in Tulsa, K-Hits 106. We gave away a lot of money with the K-Hits Phrase That Pays contest.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think that's ever been done before either.
Nope. And, that's
it's nice because it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you win the cheese?
Sometimes that was like a zonk prize.
It's the Christmas ripoff, Rob.
The Christmas ripoff.
Not to be confused with Christmas or a disaster party.
That's exactly what it is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
Buddy.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, I'm trying to work one out for you, but would you guys settle for my number two?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll take it if that's all we can get.
Okay.
Okay, to be your number two button, yes.
Thank you.
Keeping in mind, now, the reason that we're saying that, thank you, bye.
Bye!
Is that we're pretty sure no one's listening to the station anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really ask our listeners, and this is almost adventure for everybody listening, exercises, and for everybody around the country.
I think this spring what I'm going to do is adopt some Scandinavian twins and have them call in. Older twins, like late 20s.
With cheese?
Yes. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yeah, honey.
Hey, calling from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey.
KZL is not the number one morning station. Rock 92 is the morning station to listen to.
So they're lying about it?
That's a bunch of bull.
Honey, the guys, hold on, it says right now, again, you're going on what your opinion is, and you're entitled to your opinion because everybody has one. They're just
right.
Cowboy hats. However, this station, Murphy in the Morning, is number one in the Arbitron ratings. That's why they wrote about it here. I mean, I'm leaving out this stuff about their show.
The show is the morning show.
Which age group? Are we talking the 12 to 20 year old age group?
Oh, hold on a second. 18 to 34. To 34. I mean, really. Why you can't?
What is the thing that they do? What are they famous for at the Greensboro station?
Oh, that's
the KZL one or Rock 92?
No. The one that was in the article. They're the ones that brought the family in from New Orleans and put them up and then had them on their morning show every day.
Hey, Rock 92 didn't do that.
I'm not surprised this lady doesn't agree because their demographic was very low with tedious hookers.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, you're talking to the family demographics there.
That's what we're talking about.
Bye, Miss Pump.
Hello. I don't think she was a prostitute.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
Don and Mike Show. This is always the awkward getting to know you part
that's
of a
right.
phone call.
Yes, someone that doesn't realize they're on the radio.
People are shy.
Why do we take live calls? Why do we take on-screen calls? Hello?
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 Yes, hello. It's another
how are you,
lovely
ma'am?
Lady.
I'm sorry.
Hi there.
Hi, guys. My phone was breaking up.
Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway.
La, 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 la.
You guys are on my preset.
Hold on. Hold it, hold it, hold it.
What?
We're going to need Rob to translate. Go ahead.
I said, you guys are on my preset. And Rob. Kiss my ass. Anyway, you guys are my preset, and I'm not even in your demographic. This will really piss Rob off. Not only am I a woman, and he's a woman dasher anyway, probably because he's gay, but I'm black.
Go ahead.
We're listening.
Are you done?
Mike and I are trying to listen. Would you please continue? You're saying some very nice things.
Yeah. And we're just having Rob translate, and we're trying to get what you're saying. Go ahead.
Your translator needs to go have in front of him and shut the hell up.
All right. Well, listen, you're a sweet, sweet lady.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate the fact that I think you would be surprised to know that many black women do listen to the show. So,
you are.
That's not even the reason why I was just calling you guys.
What, honey?
I wanted to know what you guys are doing up for men.
Well, now we have to break, but thank you for the call. You're very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
You're, hold on. I've been nothing but sweet to you. Mike has been nothing but sweet to you.
I've enjoyed this call more than any other call during the segment.
Me too.
Please, do not leave feeling scorned.
Please, say something nice.
No, she hung up already.
Oh, dear.
You drove off another one.
Way to go.
I was nothing but accurate. You were nice and I was accurate.
That's right.
I think that was a masterful translation.
Thank you.
Even got the right where she says, kiss my ass, Rob.
Rob, you kiss my ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
What was that little piece of business you were taking care of right before you said hello?
Well, actually, I just had a few of them burgers down at Mayor's.
Hey, Mike, it's another one of your great plant calls.
Hey, somebody lingering from the Mardi Gras celebration.
You had to ask.
Another one of your plant calls.
$20 goes out to another lucky person.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, sorry, I didn't know I was on.
Seems to be the trend.
Yes.
What's up?
Come on, Rob. I enjoy your suicide prevention commercial on the stream. In the stream.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a good one.
Hold on.
On the internet now, keep in mind that to make the space fit where commercials go.
PSAs.
We run public service announcements.
That's right.
And you're telling me that Rob does one that advocates, I mean, if you're having a problem.
Yeah, but I didn't intend for this guy to listen to.
Wait a minute, suicide prevention, the ones you always do are suicide promotion.
I think he's confused.
Can you imagine if you're thinking about taking your life and you're listening to our show on the internet and you hear his voice?
Don't do it.
Click, bang.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh my God, okay.
Well,
is that the one where I laugh?
It's the one where you can hear in your voice that, well, if you want to do it, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
You're
all
working
right.
Good. Thank you.
But my question is, on the prow of the Titanic, I see Mike, Don and Mike, and one of you has your arms stretched out like Jesus, and which one is holding the other one by the waist?
We alternate.
Don did it first because I was afraid of the height.
And Mike, did you grow up in the New York area? We're the same age and the same background as far as certain things.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Manhattan, sir.
Did you grow up listening to, no, you were from Connecticut.
Yes, okay. Well, you knew that, but that's something, you know, yes. Yeah.
Did you grow up listening to AM radio in New York City?
No, I listened to AM radio in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Classical music.
Walt Pinto.
Radiophile?
So no Murray the K, no Dandy Don?
Radiophile. Murray the K, incidentally, that's like you would have to be as old as Buzz to have listened to Murray K.
And the Dandy Don that I found later on when I was actually in the business.
Murray Kaufman.
Thank
was,
you, Mike.
Murray Kaufman was the fifth Beatle.
Okay, right, get out of here.
Bye!
Good to know.
You just called me Dandy.
Dandy Don.
You're marvelous.
Dandy Don.
Marvelous Mike. Dandy Don. Walt Pinto, Dick McDonough, Dick Robinson, Bob Steele. There are some of the names I grew up with. Bob Steele. The
hello.
Time is 7:30. He'd whistle with his mouth.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Just calling to let you guys know I have you programmed both FM and AM and some iPod.
Well, good. Now, where are you calling from where we're on FM and AM?
Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, right up.
Wichita. Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Give us those buttons.
They are a... Ooh. You put me on the spot.
No, he was just telling you to give us the buttons.
I just said give us buttons.
Kind of an expression.
He was really just saying thanks.
Okay, goodbye now.
We appreciate you.
On your way now.
Right, off with you.
Wichita people. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tell me about it.
Hello.
I'm going to get me a shotgun to kill all the riders I see.
Come again?
No, he didn't finish the song.
There is no more.
I bet you know the words.
Yeah, that's from a Saturday Night Live bit with Garrett Morris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get me a shotgun to kill all the whiteys I see.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's called The Life or Folly.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Big Donkey Ramco. Duck.
How do you like that? You called in for a plug for your website, and I hit a button, and it never got on the air.
Congratulations, stupid.
I mean,
now
really,
go listen to it right now.
No, really. Go,
yeah.
go turn your
turn
radio
it up.
We
yeah.
never we never tell people to do this, but turn your radio up. I want you to hear.
The fact that it didn't get on the radio.
All right.
So go listen to it right now.
You win again.
Of course.
We always win, but turn it on so we can hear it.
Okay. Have a good day.
There he goes.
Bye!
Victory!
Just not bright enough.
Look, I think he's going to get a free plug in. You know. MyBung.com!
There are strategies for, like, getting something plugged. You have to at least converse.
Don and Mike.
Hello there. I just got a new car, and I made Domingo and Miguel my first preset.
Ah, oh, now, thank you.
Wonderful.
Isn't
now, that's
that nice?
A nice call.
Thank you. Be your number one button. Thank you. And listen, don't forget about us. That's all I'm saying. You know, if you're in the car maybe at noon one day,
mm-hmm.
and you hit that button number one, and you hear that garbage coming out of the radio,
mm-hmm.
and you think, boy, maybe that button might be better served with maybe the hip-hop station or the news station.
No.
Just remember, in just a few hours, it'll be there. It's a button you really only need 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to play with the other stuff on the other buttons, but give us the number one button.
We've got to have your button. We've got to have it. It's even now more than ever.
That's why before every show, we all get together, hold hands, and say, be the button.
Right.
Which is why this radio station is heading right towards that iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
So please, be the button, sir.
He's gone.
He's gone, of course he is.
look, Commander, it looks like a berg.
Bye!
Bye. Bye.
Okay. There seems to be a berg up ahead.
One more.
Berg.
And,
a berg.
One more. Call here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I just think you guys need to add one more person to your show. I'm a long-time listener. When are you guys going to bring in O.J. McKay?
You mean J.J. McKay?
J.J. McKay? I thought it was O.J. McKay. I'm sorry. I thought that was one of the funniest bits you guys ever did when you were talking about your old stage manager.
No. Oh, yeah, okay, goodbye.
Bye!
Remember, that's where Scott Shannon got the job down in Tampa.
Right.
Called me up one night and said that he changed a guy's name. The guy had been using whatever name, like Pat Johnson or whatever,
okay.
for 2 years. And just told him, starting tonight, your name is O.J. McKay.
There were a lot of McKays.
Yeah.
A lot of McKays around the country. J.J. McKay. I never heard of O.J. McKay.
Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Right now.
Okay.
My favorite.
Got a break.
Uh-huh.
We come back. Starts with L, ends with T. I'm thinking about it again. It's called Lent.
That's right.
Really? I'm thinking about it
you're
this year.
You're going to go along?
You are? I'm thinking about it.
Giving something up?
I'm thinking about it.
Huh. And you're going to let us know after the break. Because if you let us know before the break, there'd be no reason to really hang in there.
That's right.
We might lose that cherished button.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow... our block party. The New York Post, sorry about that flip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Way to go, Jeff.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people. You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
Well said. Thank you, Dude Walker.
Amen.
All right, so Fat Tuesday is done.
Yes.
So today's the first day of Lent.
That's right.
It's 40 days, 40 nights.
Yes.
Here's what I decided. It would probably be good for me to not drink for 40 days. Just because, you know, I would drink every day. Oh, hold on, Mike. I think you're going to like the resolution I came to on this.
Okay, because I was going to go, whoa.
So anyway, I was just thinking, you know, the deal is supposed to be you're giving up something.
Right.
You know, to show that you love God, blah, 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 blah. You know, or whatever the rule is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think American Idol counts.
No,
I'm going to give up American Idol for Lent.
No. But, you know, if you were going to just go completely cold turkey, it might count.
But here's the thing. I thought, okay, cigars.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Love cigars. And let me just say hi to everybody at Casa Fuente in Las Vegas, Nevada. Over there at Caesars. Yeah. Yeah, I got some friends there.
Listening in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So, can't give up cigars.
Okay.
Then thought, what's the other big vice? Well, it's not food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Got my weight under control and exercise. It's booze.
Ah.
So I'm thinking about this today because if I'm going to do this for Lent, it starts tonight.
Yes, because that's when you have your little drinky poo.
Right. And I've decided that I'm not going to do anything for Lent. And the reason is I am still so pissed off at God about Frida.
Right.
I don't mean to get all heavy on everybody's ass, but I had another, you know, every once in a while over the last 8 months, I have good days and I have bad days.
Exactly.
And today was one of those days. Actually, I guess it's a combination of everything over the weekend, the uneven weekend with my daughter.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Although it was fine, it was not. And I had, you know, there's always stuff still that comes up about her dying that I don't even mention. Like when my kids got a problem with something down at school, but it was in my wife's name.
Right.
You need a death certificate to get it straightened out.
Right.
And I'm dealing with that. And you got these turds that are running the radio station. And I always get uptight before the ratings anyway. I don't know why. I just do. And I really reached the point. Screw you, God. I'm so pissed that you took away my best friend, that you took away the only person that I could talk to about all of this stuff.
Right.
And I went through another one of my episodes today. This doesn't happen very often, where I just physically said to myself I was feeling sad about Frida.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling anxious about how everything was going at work and feeling that, you know, just that I got screwed in this deal. And I'm so mad at God that I thought what I really need to do is just get it out. And so then what I did was I would have to wait. And I had to wait for a phone call from Rob about the ratings.
Right.
Then I had to wait for another phone call about something to do with fixing the credit card. But I was just really in the mood just to let it go, to go in Frida's old girl room and just... I mean, you know, do the whole wailing, cry.
Right. Just let it all out.
Let it out. And I find it incredible that it's always bubbling underneath. Yeah. I don't know how long it'll be like this. It's always there. And for about 2 hours this morning, I walked around the house knowing that at any moment I could turn it on.
Yeah.
And waiting to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think it's a good, healthy release to get this, to get it out. But I was just... too busy, or something would happen, and you know, I talked to Rob on the phone. Nobody would know,
right?
Nobody would know.
That's true.
So I ended up going upstairs and just, you know, went through the ritual that anyone who's ever lost anybody they love, and you know, I mean, Christ, she's my best friend. You know that I love her and miss her so much every day. And F you, God, in that regard, I'm still pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still pissed. So. If God happens to be listening to this broadcast today, first off, thanks for the ratings, God. I mean, really, you could have screwed us on that.
Yeah, sure.
But second, I'm not doing nothing for Lent.
You
got to make it up to me. You know what I'm saying, God? I mean, really, this should be, in my eyes, 40 days of what is God going to do for me.
Right.
For the next 40 days... my farts shouldn't smell.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 40 days, I should be able to eat anything I want and not gain a pound. For the next 40 days, there should be NFL-quality playoff football on every single
day. Now you're asking too much. Oh. Now you're asking. You know that can't happen.
Listen.
But the whole farts thing, you never know. If that starts to happen, like if you notice that, then you'll know things have turned a little bit.
That's right.
And I don't mean to get all heavy on everybody's ass, and everything is fine.
You don't do it very often.
But I really did give some thought into Lent and thought, you know, because I know, I always think, you know, gosh, Frida was always on my ass. Make yourself a better person. And Jesus Christ, if I didn't also lose it this morning when that goddamn Jack Nicholson movie was on, the one where he's OCD.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know,
as good as it gets.
Right. Yeah, and it was right at the part where, you know, she's waiting for a compliment.
Oh, yeah, and he gives her the pill thing,
and it was
right.
Like, you make me want to be a better man. And really, I had said that to Frida exactly, 10 years before that movie came out.
Right.
So I'm just sitting there watching that, just waiting to explode with this, to go upstairs and just, you know, get out of my system. So anyway,
so the deal is for Lent,
I'm giving up nothing.
Are you going in the other direction? Will you be
yes.
behaving badly during Lent? Will you be eating more than you normally eat?
No. No, I will not be doing that.
Because you like the way you feel, so that's a good thing for you. Will you be drinking more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like giving up God for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and so, now listen, God is my co-pilot.
I know.
But
have you thought about calling Penn Jillette? Noted atheist.
I am just, I've got my own anger issues with God that I'm working on, you know. But right now, hey, dude, you know, and I really feel this in my heart. You know, I know I've said this before, so just give me a second to get out of my system. You know, why her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why? And I really mean this. Why not me? Mm-hmm. You know, compared to Frida, as far as having a soul and caring about people and everything, I'm garbage. I'm dog poop. She really was so much better, so much more evolved than I am. Why would you take someone like that out of the rotation? You know, I mean, if you had to take somebody on that day in July, you bastard, take me. I'd throw myself up there. I would miss everybody. But Jesus Christ, you took away a really sweet woman who never did anything to anybody, and you took away my goddamn best friend. You know, and you've effed up my life. You've really effed up my life. And screw your Lent. Screw it. I mean that.
I know you do. I don't mean to laugh. It just sounds funny.
Are you listening, God? No Lent for you this year.
No Lent for you.
I mean it. Now I'm not going to like get drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning now just to show you.
Come on, why not?
Just to show you, God.
Just for 40 days?
But no.
In the morning.
But no.
How about this? This is work for me. Don't get drunk in the morning, but still be drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No. I'm not.
You hear? You feeling me, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I'm not giving up nothing.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, I'm going to live life to the fullest.
There you go.
For the next 40 days. You know, and for me, that would probably mean playing endless games of Xbox.
Whatever makes you happy. And maybe one extra in the evening, or two extra drinks in the evening.
Yeah, I'm just going to drink the same amount.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to drink the same amount. Same amount. Right.
The maintenance drinking.
Two drinks a night.
Right.
I mean, this is the routine.
I know.
It is, I get home, I have my first drink, I make my dinner, then I have the second drink.
Your drinking style is different than mine, obviously. It is much like the way it was in previous generations.
Yes.
Where you have your cocktails, and it's not a bad thing.
Right.
You don't really binge.
No, I have a drink before dinner, then I have my dinner.
That's good.
Then I have another drink, and I have a cigar, and I go to bed.
And I will go 4 days, 5 days without anything, and then on the day that I choose, I will go until I hit the wall.
But God...
And I don't think that's as good a way as what he does.
No Lent. No Lent. Lent sucks. I'm not in the mood for your Lent this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of you, God.
You know, if I don't give up something for Lent, then the plane might go down.
What?
What
plane?
Well, God is my co-pilot.
Ah. Well, all right then. Are you going to give up something for Lent? Seriously?
Do you know when the first time I thought about Lent was?
When
I started talking about it 5 minutes ago.
So that's a no?
I'm far removed. I have my little flirtation with the church and everything back when you were going through your tough time.
I remember.
And the experiment was a resounding failure.
Didn't work out.
There was nothing. I went to three different churches during that period of time.
Trying new ones.
Each weekend to a different church, and none of them did it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I even drove by a Buddhist temple.
Thought about it.
I swear to God I did. You know, looked at the squiggly writing and said, can't decipher that sign, can't go in there.
Yeah.
So that was it.
To go there,
so I don't think that. Do you,
false God we have.
Do you want me?
Don't believe in this false God we have. He'll tell you everything's going to be okay, and then he takes away that sweet special angel. When really, and I mean this seriously, and I was in my wife's girl room today, looking up the ceiling, really so pissed at God, saying, you bastard, you can take me. And I'm not being Mr. Brave.
No.
I'm just saying, really, in the big scheme of things, Christ, I'm doing everything I can to hold this family together. You know, I mean, because I'm not good at stuff like bookkeeping and scheduling. And it's like, I'm just so pissed at him. Like, God, you could have done anything else. Why'd you have to take her away?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no Lent. And I urge all of you out there, to do as I do.
What you're doing is you're preaching in a way.
What I want you to do is boycott. And can I have my religious music?
Mm-hmm.
My somber organ music?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now.
Reverb?
No need. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And that's the way you should start every sermon. With, no matter what time of day it is, you should start with good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As you know, I've had a very rough year. I won't elaborate. You've heard. I believe that I'm not going to do Lent this year because I'm still mad at God. And if Rita ever touched your life, why don't you just tell God to screw off this year as well? And maybe the balance will turn in our favor. I know there's a lot of you out there, maybe have had things that haven't worked out the way you want them to. Maybe not as dire as my circumstances. But hell, did you play the Powerball last week? Did you win?
No.
Did you ask him for help?
Yes.
What about all those times when you say, oh, please, God, just this once. If you just help me this one time, I promise, just get me out of the speeding ticket. I promise I'll never do it again. I'll never do it again. I'll never do it again. He doesn't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
You get the ticket anyway.
Right.
You know what I say? Get bent, Lent.
You're boycotting Lent.
Get bent, Lent.
You are you urging your parishioners to do the same?
Yes. And if God asks you, if God asks you, the name of your favorite radio station. No, if God asks you, hey, how, what are you doing for Lent?
Yeah.
You tell him to give me a call. And you tell him, I'm looking for his call.
You know what? I can use that. Even though I wasn't even thinking about it, I won't think about it now.
Yeah.
Because in previous years, you've talked about it, and then I've thought about it afterwards and thought about giving something up, and I usually give up on it. But this year, I got a stronger reason for not even bothering with
it. This year, you're conscious.
So I'm with you.
There you go.
I'm on board.
Yeah, and the stupid stuff I did. I gave up, 1 year I gave up porno. Then 1 year I tried to give up the F word, putting money into some UNICEF charity.
I remember.
The ridiculous things that I did
right.
For your Lent.
Exactly.
Pooey. Spit on your Lent.
So we're boycotting it. Are you with us, Buzz?
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Rob?
You have to ask?
All right, good man.
So we're all on board, and that's, it's the anti-Lent campaign.
And... listen, I want God to know I'm not a hard ass about this.
Good for you.
That all I need is some definitive contact. I know that a lot of people out there ask for contact for God.
Would a dream be all right if he came to you in a dream?
Mike, here's the thing.
Or do you want the full-fledged apparition?
And again, now, this is part, I'm goofing around, but part serious. Since Frida died, I don't dream. I have not had a dream. I know a lot of people say they've had nightmares or that I've not had bad dreams. I've not had good dreams. I've not had dreams. I go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. I wake up like clockwork at 2:15 a.m. I go back to bed. I wake up again at 5:15 a.m. I don't dream.
Right.
So,
I mean, are you looking for that?
No.
Some kind of contact that usually could be.
An email, a phone call.
Let me just reference the movie, Oh God.
Okay. Yes. You want the real deal.
George Burns.
And as a matter of fact, yes, George Burns.
At your door.
He's dead.
Come on. How about Morgan Freeman?
Mike, I'd rather have someone who's dead. It'd be more miracle-like.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, somebody who's dead.
He's right.
But really, God, you want to know how to make...
No!
Not that you can make it up to me. It's just... And not even that I want my pound of flesh. All I want to do is have it explained to me. Maybe that's God calling me.
Look at that.
That it is.
Rob's phone just started ringing.
No, it's not. It's the interview.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh.
That was almost incredible timing.
Yeah, a little spooky.
Anyway, that's my message to God.
I wish you the best of luck with that, and we will all be on board with the anti-Lent crusade.
And, I mean, you know that I love God and everything, so, in my heart I do, but goddamn, I'm pissed at him.
You're making a statement.
You son of a gun.
You want to sock him right in the eye.
Yeah, bastard. Why don't you appear in my bed tonight? Why don't you appear at the foot of my bed tonight? I dare you.
Mm-hmm.
Just answer my questions. Just tell me why. And I would be, if he was sitting in front of me wearing his Harry Potter costume, and he said, well, I needed someone who was good with people. I needed somebody to help out. And I would think, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But what you did, you just took her away randomly.
Yeah, and you didn't get an explanation.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And really, seriously, then I would say, well, why not me? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with me? Couldn't I be used, for scrap parts?
Then he looks at me and he goes, can't use you. Sorry. Cannot use you.
So.
Not a chance. Take care.
That's what I'm giving up for Lent. If you go to our website.
You're giving up Lent for Lent.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
That has a nice ring to it. That's more marketable.
Mm-hmm. Giving up Lent for Lent.
Giving up Lent for Lent.
But only because I'm mad at the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he could make it right with me.
Right.
You know, or a phone call.
Yeah.
But it would have to be a phone call in the voice of George Burns.
I don't think you can really identify exactly how it's got to be. It's going to be the way it is.
Would you accept?
You know, I mean, that's why that makes him, you know, he really is in charge.
Would you accept Charlton Heston?
No, because I hate the NRA so much.
What if from it was my like, cold, dead hands.
What if it was like a funny Alzheimer-y guy?
No.
No, not
you
even
know
that?
Here's probably the bottom line, I would accept to be Reagan.
Wow.
You know,
what the hell is that all
no,
about?
No, don't settle for
what
that.
What is
well,
that?
Well.
Great communicator.
Oh, mommy. Well, I was sent down. Well.
How are you? Well, Don, here I am at the foot of your bed. How are you?
Or, you know, you, come on, send down Johnny.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Perfect.
Better than George
right?
Burns. Yeah.
Yes. Hi, old. So you're a man of God, huh?
That's wild, wild
oh,
stuff.
He sent me.
It was, it's so cold in heaven.
How cold is it?
It's so cold I saw a worm in a fur robe with wings. Well, I guess a robin would have wings, wouldn't it?
Okay, go ahead. I've said too much. Let's go to the website for just one moment. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Two pictures up for you today. One I'm sure you saw on SportsCenter last night, maybe on PTI. Mike, you know Barry Bonds, who loves taking steroids.
Yes.
Trying to rehab his image.
Trying to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, because everybody on the Giants hates him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing like an American Idol spoof yesterday in spring training, and he dressed like Paula Abdul. I think he looks a bit more like Tina Turner.
Yeah.
It's Barry Bonds in a wig, if you care.
Looks like Robert.
Everybody seemed to be enjoying his show.
And then we have another picture on the internet today of a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Now, and this is a woman who's a teacher in New Jersey. Well, actually, let me just say that she used to be known as William Macbeth.
Mm.
William became Lily.
Lily!
She is working as a school teacher.
Lily Macbeth?
She fought the law, mm-hmm. and she beat the law in the great state of New Jersey.
Hi, kids. I'm Lily Macbeth.
And, this has not been photoshopped.
No, that's it.
You have
her.
To check out. Check out.
That's like Dame Edna.
Check out the picture.
This is after surgery?
Yeah. That's
oh
the after,
God.
Mike.
Look at the hands.
Check out the hands. And you know, the big mistake to wear the dainty watch.
Yeah.
And I like the little cross,
maybe
too.
That is a man-sized watch.
Hello, possums.
Jesus. Both of those pictures are on Don and Mike website.
Hi, Lily.
.com. Just click on today's hot steaming show log.
Really could get a job here.
And let's see. Hold on. What else did I have for you? Never mind. It's about Clay Aiken. There's some people. What was the story? Oh, in North Carolina, there are people who have filed a class action suit against Jive Records, RCA Records, and Clay Aiken.
What did he do?
Well, because all these tabloid reports are coming out that he's a pole smoker.
Yes.
People are now suing the record company, saying that when they bought the record, they didn't think that he was gay.
Only in the Carolinas.
But,
yeah.
But because he's gay...
Me and the missus picked up...
Homo!
We picked up his recording, and we liked it just fine. But then when we found out he was queer, we want our money back, and we're joining a class action suit. There's no reason, and no way in the world, Don, I would have bought that record if I'd known that he was the way he was.
For all the details, let's go to the WSJS News Center.
And then one more, as long as you're on the topic of gays. Okay. Here's a quiz for you. He's a very macho movie star.
Okay.
Who has a son who's come out of the closet, and he's an older dude. Can you name him? I got him on the first guess with the same clue today.
Give me the clue one more time, please.
Major movie star, very macho dude. Very a guy who, based on his roles, I'm giving you more than I was given in this little quiz, based on the roles that he plays,
mm-hmm.
would probably flip out that his son is a queer.
In the movies.
No, in real life.
No, but I mean, he's a movie star.
Yeah, but in the
not
movies.
A TV star, he's a movie star.
Oh, he's definitely a movie star. And he's old and he's macho.
Clint Eastwood.
Ah, did I really get it?
You wow. got it just
good
like
job.
I did. Just
wow.
like I did. That's right. Kyle Eastwood.
Kyle, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Kyle's got a videotape coming out.
Eastwood.
Really?
Tape is called Oral Variety.
Oh, my God. Oh,
filmmaker.
And incidentally, he says that he likes to stem the rose.
That's his word? That's his direct quote?
That's what Clint Eastwood's son says. He likes to stem the rose.
Anybody know what that means?
Well, you know, it's got tremendous potential.
Yeah.
Sure does.
It might have been something that we tried last weekend.
Okay, anyway, that's...
Okay, all right, I think I got it.
I think you, you're absolutely
stem
right.
Stem the rose.
What it means is that he likes to play with
the rose.
Start with the rose.
That's what he calls it. It's another name for a rose.
Uh-huh. And then stem it.
Stem it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I mean, I'm familiar with the nautical terminology.
Ah.
Starfish and such.
Right.
So I'm really, rose is a, you know, is a nice thing.
Anyway, that's just too gay. And the last thing that that we've not mentioned at all this week, I know you've heard this. By the way, you didn't have this on the news about H&R Block. I mean, has everybody heard this by now?
Oh, of yes. Course, that, yeah, they screwed up their tax.
That H&R Block...
like, across the board, their software?
They No.
No, they did. Their company.
If you're one of the people that went out and bought, like, H&R Block software, or you're
right.
having them do your taxes,
mm-hmm.
you should know that the government has just come after them, and they didn't pay their taxes for the last 2 years. They owe, is it $40 million?
Yeah, I think so. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
So it's
in our blog.
They're way off.
SLPR nightmare.
I bet it is.
SLPR nightmare coming up on tax day.
My God, go to Jackson Hewitt.
And I'm very uncomfortable with their commercials this year where they're having some kind of, like, lotto scratch-off contest if you go to H&R Block.
Mm-hmm.
That unnerves me a little bit.
Not like my favorite commercial where they hide the Miller Lite inside the drywall. God, that's so funny.
You're so retarded. You are so retarded.
They come up and he's like with the boss and stuff, and then people are going bananas.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the Miller Lite.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, that's
the big
great.
Guard. You got the presidential guy?
Yeah, the candidate.
Okay, when we come back.
I changed my mind on Lent, though.
What? What are you going to do?
It's not a question of, I'm not giving up anything. I'm just giving up.
Giving up for Lent.
I'm giving up.
When we come back, the very first man to officially throw his hat into the ring for the 2008 presidential election.
Yay!
So, man, this guy's serious. What's his name, Rob?
Gene Amundsen.
We'll have him on it. You'll hear why we'll have him on in the time.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
My life's duty. Let me talk about duty. Why? Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. We should do it now. Do it. Do it well. If it feels good, do it. Duty.
The Don and Mike Show.
The duty.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so the guy's website is Gene Amundsen, A-M-O-N-D-S-O-N, GeneAmundsen.com.
If had an L between the A and the M, it'd be Amundsen.
He's running for president.
Ah.
He is a member of the Prohibition Party.
Uh-oh.
He is against booze, and he has he got 2,000 votes in the last election.
Wow.
So, on this political show, which we're going to call today, The Ride with Beth Ann McBride,
mm-hmm.
Beth Ann is not here.
Right.
I will be your host, Cletus Jones,
mm-hmm.
and I will have with me a local business owner.
Thank you.
We're going to try to make this as much like Beth Ann's show
mm-hmm.
as we possibly can. So, well, we're back live on The Ride with McBride. This is Cletus Jones sitting in for Beth Ann McBride, who's having a female problem today, and we hope that she'll be back tomorrow. It's time now for one-on-one political counterpoint, and let's say hello to our guest today on the mighty Beth Ann McBride show. Here is Gene. How do you pronounce your last name?
Hey, Amundsen's close enough. I answered about anything, but Gene Amundsen, right.
Gene Amundsen. Pleasure to have you on, sir. This man is running for president.
He is running in 2008 on the Prohibition Party. Now, we like doing a point-counterpoint here on The Ride with McBride. And joining us in the studio is a man who buys a lot of the commercials that we sell for $2.50 each. He's the owner of a local bar and restaurant.
Hello, Cletus.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
It's Mike, correct?
Yes. Yes, Mike. Yes,
now,
Mike.
The name of your establishment is?
I've got it on a card for you.
O'Mara's.
Yes.
In Manassas, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was Mike?
Mike. Yes.
Mike makes his living selling alcohol.
I do. And food.
This man, Gene, is running for president. He does not want alcohol to be sold. I say, as Beth Ann would say here on The Ride with McBride,
yes,
let the political fireworks begin. I say to you, and again, your name was?
Mike.
Okay, I say to
Mike and Gene, huh?
I've got no problem with your name, sir. I'm going to need a name tag, though, for the local bar, for the local merchant.
I can do that.
Okay. Mike.
Yes, sir.
As you know, I don't drink.
Yes, Cletus.
As you know, I don't drink. I don't swear.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we
and
could.
And I respect that. I think that you've got a, you know, you can do whatever you want.
I wish we still had blue laws.
It's personal choice.
I wish we still had blue laws.
There are many people that come into my establishment, my local business, and they, you know, they don't drink. I mean, it's not anything that I'm really concerned about. But I certainly would be in very big trouble if a man like this lunatic got elected.
Now, Mike.
Yes.
There's no reason for name.
Well,
name
it's not name
here.
Calling. I'm sorry. This crazy person.
All right, Mike. Let me.
Hey, listen. Poor old Mike talks all the time. When I'm talking about alcohol, I'm happier than a black stripe, yellow ball-headed bumblebee in a 100-acre popcorn patch. But I'm glad he's here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, alcohol has no taste, so why anybody be dumb enough to put it on their oatmeal or in the drink? I don't know.
Wait a minute. I mean, what do you mean alcohol has no taste?
Alcohol has no taste.
Well, you
ask your father.
What about the Grand Marnier?
Well, I mean, as far as you're talking about the, like, rubbing alcohol, or are you talking about
the regular alcohol.
Spirits. I mean, I know that there are very, you know, we just got in a grape vodka that'll knock your socks off.
Well, if you take the alcohol out of it, it has no taste. It has a smell and a burning sensation, but that's all.
Let me ask you,
but it also adds to the flavor.
No, it doesn't. No,
it does too. Gene, why do you not want people to drink alcohol?
Well, I wouldn't mind if they drank. The fastest growing group of alcoholics today are senior citizens. So even though when they wait that long, they
have a lot of senior citizens that come into my local business.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, that's the fastest growth. If you listen to Prime Time about 2 years ago, he'll tell you that's the fastest growth.
Well, why can't they drink?
Well, they do. They do. It's just hard.
Let me ask you. Let me break in here. Mike.
Yes, sir.
What? Again, it was Mike?
Yes, Cletus.
What is the best thing about drinking?
The best thing is that, you know, we live in your society and whatnot where people have, you know, lots of problems, okay? And
alcohol,
you know,
helps with
us. Can I speak, please?
Please, Gene.
Can I speak? I know I'm not a professional, but you know.
Shorten it up there, little Mike.
Well, please don't call me. You know, I'm not calling you crazy man, little Gene. Okay.
the point is, we have
a lot of pressures, okay, in the world, and you know, if people want to drink, it takes their troubles away, and you know, as long as they're responsible, they don't get in a car and go out and kill somebody. I mean, like, enjoy yourself and relax, and it's a good way to unwind after the pressures of the day.
Well, I think we've heard enough from you. Now, Gene, I don't want to take sides here.
I like Mike's idea, especially, you know, drinking responsibly, and I say it's a really good idea, but it's kind of like trying.
Yeah, but if we were to adopt your idea, you'd have
Mike,
prohibition, which is back in the dark ages.
Hold on,
man.
Again, your name was local merchant Mike.
I'm Mike. Yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
Now listen, I'm going to have to ask you to pipe down for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're a regular listener of The Ride with McBride, and I'm Cletus Jones sitting in today. I am a teetotaler myself. I've never had the snake oil. I've never had I've never had near beer.
Hey, I just got to tell you, just yesterday, I drank some old Grand Marnier and whatnot, and that'll flat out about get it.
I don't smoke cigarettes. Let me ask you.
We
something.
Are a smoking environment. Also, I'd like to point that out.
I am against
another
that
civil
as well.
Liberty that I think people have earned.
When I was in church this morning, talking to my good friend upstairs, I was praying that the segment would come together today on the show, and I'm so glad that it has.
Thank you. Thank you, Cletus. I appreciate that.
I'm not thanking you, sir. I'm thanking Gene. Gene?
Well, let's go
Would you please take some time to put this man in his place?
That's kind of one-sided.
I should mention.
When your producer called me and told me that I could come down, I was told that this is going to be kind of a debate, and now I feel like I got two people, you know, like ganging up on me and whatnot.
He's
done all the type of Mike, shut up.
You shut up, man. I'll kick your butt.
Let's be nice.
Hey, now listen,
let's get back to that responsible drink.
I
don't get the whole thing about prohibition, you know? I mean,
Michael,
has no one fought that?
Mr. O'Mara.
Yeah.
May I tell you something, sir?
Yeah.
You know, it's hurting your cause, and our listeners out there...
I know I got a lot more people on my side than on you guys' side.
Our listeners have.
You guys are sitting here talking about not drinking, and I think people got to drink.
We don't have smell-o-vision, but I must tell you something.
Yeah.
You smell to me like perhaps a bourbon or a whiskey.
I had a whiskey with lunch.
How long ago was lunch, sir?
Just before I came in here, I had a late lunch. I had a couple of drinks.
You smell of...
As I do every day.
Have you had a thought...
I have a couple at lunch, and I have about 13 or 14 at night.
Have you had a thought of intercourse or perhaps a violent thought, a thought of crime since you've been drinking this afternoon?
Hell no. Hell no. I had some buddies. I had a couple of guys from the distribution company that came by, and they were, you know, they're the guys from the beer company, and they came by.
As a matter of, Gene, excuse me, but I believe...
I had a big old whiskey sour and whatnot.
Are you drunk right now?
No.
Would you get the breathalyzer, please, Rob?
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Yes, come on, we have this.
What is going on here? I don't know if you've seen these
things advertised before.
Let's talk about responsible drinking. It's a good idea.
They're great at parties.
Yeah, all right, well, but that's not prohibition, Gene.
Okay, you know, I used to make wine. I've never had a problem with alcohol. I used to make wine, take it to college. Yeah. You know, responsible drinking is a good idea. It's kind of like trying to teach a pig to eat with a spoon.
Takes about 20 seconds.
It doesn't work. Okay.
Yeah. I think you're wrong, dude. I mean, I got a lot of good people, Gene, that come into my joint and, you know, don't get in anybody's way. And if they do, we throw them out.
Well, not a three.
Okay, I got it.
And drink response.
All right, hold on a second. We have the results of the breathalyzer.
Yeah, I'm pulling your tube. I don't buy what the results are going to be, though. I mean,
it's a 0.32.
It's a little hot.
Yeah, my butt.
Nope.
This is, you know, I was told, seriously.
That would mean that you are right now at least four times over the legal limit.
Hey, you know, I spent a lot of good money on this radio station. I was told I was going to talk to a guy that wants prohibition. I was going to tell you why I thought prohibition was bad and whatnot.
Now, let me tell you the other side. During prohibition, which lasted from 1920 to 1933.
Gene, I must break in for a moment.
Man, I'm getting a headache just listening to this dude.
You haven't heard anything. You've been talking all
day. Yeah, well, I talk because I don't think it's a good idea.
Commentator, can you take care of control of this thing?
Well, I mean, he's on your side,
I'm
dude.
I'm trying to, sir. But
I could use a pretzel and things.
I'm afraid that I must mention now because he is a client. If you'll bear with me for 1 second, we're talking with Gene Amundsen and Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
This segment is brought to you by O'Mara's. Oh, it pains me to read this, but I shall. Are you thirsty? At O'Mara's, enjoy many rail drinks tonight. It's the Beth Ann McBride special.
You're right. Thank you.
Very Bloody Marys.
We like your show. We like your show up there a lot. And we listen. I got everybody and their uncle listening to this show.
Tonight at O'Mara's.
It's a good show. When's Beth Ann coming back? I mean, you're not normally here, right?
No, I told you she has a female problem.
All right. I just wish you wouldn't have crazy folk on.
Hey, now, yes, are you there?
Are you going to have...
Cletus is here. I'm here, too.
I'm here, yes. Hi, Mr. O'Mara, are you going to have your drunk snow bunny contest?
That's tomorrow night. Yeah.
Your entire business disgusts me, sir.
That's going to be, with different strokes, you know what I mean?
Gene,
birds of a feather and whatnot.
Gene, what would you like to say in response to this man who reeks of alcohol?
Okay, well, first of all, a prohibition lasted from 1920 to 1933. It's come to America three times.
Yeah, and it was a failure, Gene. It was a failure, wasn't it?
No, because our prison's empty, our mental is...
I need a bag or a bucket over here.
And our cirrhosis of the liver was cut in half from
8%
to 7%.
Hey, Dart's hitting a little close to home there,
Gene.
Cletus,
can you kind of take control of this thing, brother?
Listen, my friend, may I...
I thought we were going to have a debate, Gene. Give me the reasons Prohibition's good.
You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to ask that Mr. O'Meara be led from the studio.
Okay.
And just give me a moment.
I ain't going nowhere.
Come with me, sir.
Sir?
I ain't going nowhere.
Sir,
you need to step. You know what? If you want to get somebody to move me, I'll move. But I don't think you got anybody around here that can move me.
Can you move him, please?
You know, I don't know what's good.
This is terribly embarrassing to be happening on the ride with McBride.
Step this way.
On the ride with McBride.
I'm not doing nothing.
Settle down. Settle down.
Is this all over?
Settle down.
This is awful.
Well,
oh, my God. This is
what he gets.
Now you.
If he's going to put his hands on me, that's what he's going to get.
Sir.
And you're going to get more of the same in here if he's going to put his goddamn hands.
Sir,
I don't give a rat's ass.
I think this is a setup thing. I don't think we're fair to
you. Set up my butt, Gene.
This language is unacceptable.
Set up what?
Hey, you back there, brother?
What, brother? I ain't your brother, man. I just don't think Prohibition's a real good idea.
I think we should end this interview.
It should be somebody on the other side that's at least sober, huh?
I'm totally sober, Gene. I had two drinks.
I think the whole program is set up.
I had a couple of drinks with lunch is what I had.
Mr. O'Meara.
Yeah.
Stop. Gene, hold on, please.
Yes, sir.
This is Cletus Jones.
I'm right. I didn't mean to hit your guy, okay? I didn't mean to hit him, but he came over here, put his hands on me.
I would love to speak to you off the radio.
He put his hands on me.
We're going to go to a break now with traffic and weather together.
He put his hands on me.
Hold on. God sake. Hold on, please, Mr. Robinson. Hold on, please.
I ought to sue the whole damn bunch of you. That's what I ought to do.
Hey, listen, really, can we please go to break now?
Yes, please, go.
Can we stop this?
Yes.
Okay.
Good guy.
Hello, sir, Gene. It's Cletus. I cannot apologize enough to you, sir. No, this is not a setup, sir. No. I was trying desperately to give you equal time. What I'm going to do is get them now during this commercial break. We're doing traffic and weather. I'm going to get them to take him out of the room. I'm very serious. I'm serious as a heart attack. Listen, I believe in your cause. We do a very right, I don't know, your political stance. I'm guessing that you, like me, are a staunch Republican. That's your background. I'm not surprised. I knew we had a lot in common. The hostess of this show, who's normally here, probably would not have handled it the way that I did. I'm just a fill-in. I'm the engineer. So how long until we go back on the air?
We have 20.
20 seconds. When we go back on the air... Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn his microphone off, and I want to make sure that you get the time you deserve, sir. And again, on behalf of everybody with the ride with McBride, I apologize. We'll be right back. Hold on, please. Okay. Live 25, Ride with McBride. We're back, and this is Cletus Jones for Beth Ann McBride. And I'm back with Gene Amundsen, who's running for president. Go to his website, GeneAmundsen.com. Gene, let's talk now without the other person here. What is it like?
Hey.
What is it like working in an environment such as the United States where drugs, alcohol, sex are so prevalent? Why do we need to have prohibition in 2006?
Well, anything we have would be better than what we have. The reason I'm out there is because I grew up in a logging camp. My folks didn't drink. But I'm out here because these little kids...
Turn my microphone on. I'll come over and use this microphone, too.
No, sir.
This guy, that's not fair. It ain't fair, dude.
No.
It ain't fair.
Sir, I need you to leave the studio, sir.
I'm not leaving the studio, sir. I can listen to this guy all day long. But he's wrong, and I don't want to do it. I ain't going to do this crap.
This does not belong on the radio.
You want to call the police?
Okay, Mr. Jones, you better
I was going to come down here
shape it up.
Goddamn show.
Now we don't need that. We don't need that language, sir.
Move it. See what happened to the other guy. Turn my microphone off.
No.
I'll reach over there and turn it
off. Mr. Robinson, all I can do is apologize and thank you for being on the ride with McBride. We will plug your website.
Hey, good. Okay, take care.
Amundsen.com. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Yeah, bye.
You suck.
God bless America.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me represent my business.
And represent it well.
And he thought it was a setup. We were telling the truth.
He doesn't really know, though. He doesn't really know. Like when I talk to him on the telephone
right.
in between.
Yes.
That's me. Is this a setup? I said, no, sir. And I said, you know, you're Republican? Well, of course I am. I said, I will keep the drunk man's microphone off, please.
Is that what he said? I love it. I do. Well, it's a shame that he hung up and Rob can't ask him how it went.
Yeah.
You heard how it went.
You can call him back now.
Yeah, you want to?
Go, yeah, call him back and ask him how he thought it went.
Let's get a little review here. That'd be fine.
Tell him that I'm very upset.
Okay. Well, then fine.
Tell him that Cletus Jones is very upset.
Rob gave me a real name tag. M-Y-K. Mike. Hello there. Actually, that was from the heart, a lot of my arguing with the guy.
You'd probably apologize.
Yes.
That's what you would do is apologize mm-hmm. rather than say, how did it go?
It's a very good idea.
Still ringing.
Probably having a drink.
Shut up.
You know, we didn't give that guy the one thing he wants more than anything. He wants to talk.
Answering machine.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a crying shame.
Well, we'll have a link to his website if you give a rat's ass.
Yeah, and I'll send him a couple of little Mikey burgers.
He's also written a book about pie. He definitely wants a wife. He dresses up Sunday. He dresses up Sundays as the Grim Reaper sometimes.
Isn't that delightful? Yeah.
And he's been on the Oprah Show.
Oh well, hey, you know it's got to be good then.
Okay, that's the guy. That's the Prohibition guy.
Give me that book about pie.
Now. Oh, let's give away some money.
Yeah.
Let's give away some MP3 players from Samsung and Circuit City. Mike, can you identify the game by the recognizable theme music?
I cannot recognize this theme music.
Of course, it's time to play Breaking News.
Breaking News!
What can you break that would impress us?
Ah.
And really, let's cut right to the chase. What can you blow up real good or shoot that would impress us?
Oh, that was that one time that guy in the backyard. It was delightful.
We did this a couple months ago. A guy shot his kid's Elmo and then brought the Elmo in.
Right.
As proof that he, in fact, had shot his child's most beloved possession.
it was a delightful toy.
Now, whether it's a tray of dishes, whether it's a refrigerator, whether it's a door being slammed, or if you are a licensed gun owner and there's something you'd like to shoot in your backyard.
Yes, there are many ways you can break things, and the most creative way, and, of course, the item you break, will play into how much you win.
That's why the game is called Breaking News.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah, somebody explain that to me, please, okay?
I'm addicted to
that. That's
it.
Like the retard factor.
That is.
1 hour. That 1 hour of looking at briefcases. One freaking hour.
1 hour of Howie Mandel taking phone calls from the guy that makes the offer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that's really how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Just like American Idol. Everything's real on that show.
That's right.
What? You mean I'm authorized to offer another $20,000?
Wow.
If you say so.
So I have to tell you now. What is he going to say next? Deal or no deal. Stupid game. Pretty ladies' briefcases.
Listen, if you want the chance to win $100 and an MP3 player from Samsung and Circuit City, call 877-365-3636 right now. It's very simple. Break something for us.
Breaking news.
We love sound.
Impress us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that plays into it. I mean, sometimes certain things make better sounds than others.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back with the voice of the bay.
Hey, I see the iceberg.
Titanic 106.7.
Get me my life jacket.
Oh, and I just, although they've not mentioned, nobody's told me, I went online and I saw that, well, it looks like up in Baltimore as well.
That's wonderful news.
Seems to be an epidemic.
Wonderful news.
Going around CBS right now.
Very good.
Titanic Radio. Breaking news. That's when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm free again.
What is it that you want to do?
We want to be free.
Freedom is indivisible.
In a world of freedom,
we'll once again be free.
I'm free.
Free FM, 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ahoy.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart.
without using graphic sexual terminology.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
Sure is. You're telling me. Jesus H. Christ.
Breaking news. That's the game.
Yeah.
Give it away $100. Somebody who impresses us the most. And the MP3 player, courtesy of Samsung. And Circuit City. Circuit City makes it simple to learn about the latest in home entertainment technology. Samsung HD TV with DLP technology. Learn more at Samsung.com or go into Circuit City today.
Let's see who's going to impress us.
There's the identifiable theme that means, breaking news.
It's the breaking news theme.
Yeah, let's just get to the calls and see who's got what. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
It is Brian.
Hello. Hi, Brian. Where are you from?
Sacramento, man.
All right, Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, man.
Right.
Yeah, man.
What are you going to be breaking for us today, Brian?
I got a light bulb, one of those halogen light bulbs that explode. It's like a round globe.
All right, a halogen light bulb. Do you mean like the type that you would, almost like for track lighting?
Yeah, it's a small one. These little ones explode a little better.
Brian, what will your method of destruction be?
I'm going to throw it on some concrete.
Very good. You know, it's a traditional thing. It's not simple. Super fancy, but it might have a nice effect.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's give it a try. At least it'll be the sacrificial first lamb.
That's right.
Yes. For breaking news. Go ahead, Brian, please.
I got to leave. That's my boss. Bye.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He had to leave. His boss had just arrived.
Okay, well.
He was a genius.
Joe.
Still.
Going to miss that light bulb.
Still, he screwed up the very first part of this game.
Yeah, he did, and he needs to be punished.
Hello?
What's up?
Get it, go. Are you listening to the show?
Yeah. I'm just taking a call from a numbnut out in New York.
Okay, well, listen, I want a hard target search on that guy that just stiffed us. Get him back on the phone.
Yeah, he kind of bailed on us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So I don't think I saved the screen.
Oh, Joe.
You might not be able to punish him. That's a shame.
Joe, I thought you lived for that, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I had some other guy who said we're going to be preempted by a Giants game, wherever the hell the Giants play.
Oh, okay. No, not
that,
again.
That would be San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
But Joe, let's focus on the task at hand.
Yes.
We had someone that was going to break something. He hung up. I normally love going to you because you have the number. You hate the listeners. You are ready to get your vigilante justice.
Track him down.
No, I love the listeners, Don. I hate the callers.
Ah, yes. Love the listeners, hate the callers. Right.
Well, maybe line 6 will make it up for you if the guy's telling the truth.
All right. Ow. Ow.
Sorry.
Ow. Okay, goodbye.
So I guess Joe. Young Brian in Sacramento was going to be breaking the the boss's light bulb, apparently.
All right, let's try what Joe says on line 6. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. Welcome to Breaking News. What will you be breaking today?
I will be breaking a box of glasses, and Joe's a dork.
Now, why are you saying that about Joe?
I don't know, because he says he hates us.
All right, enough of your editorial comment. What is your method of destruction going to be?
Can I say something before I go?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, this is not...
Everybody's not being very well-behaved.
It's not the
game.
Academy Awards. You're not here to give a speech. You're here to break...
It's a good thing, Doc.
How are you going to be breaking your glasses?
I will be breaking them from a height of 3 feet.
All right, so you're like standing up on a chair or a ladder.
Now, Joe is sending me an instant message, okay? Joe says, hold on a second. Joe is IMing me saying, this dick said he had a machine gun.
Oh, did you lie, sir?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Yes, you.
Well, I think I started it off with Joe's demeanor, so.
Well, no. That's not the... Hold on. No, that's not the question.
No. Joe just sent me an instant message indicating that when you called in for this contest...
No, he's wrong. I had a box of glasses.
Did you at any time say you had a machine gun?
No.
All right, let's get Joe on the line.
You're going to stick with that.
I can't instant message him again. Let's just get his voice. It's a great DJ voice.
Let's find out. So far, I'm thinking the guy, my crap detector is off with this guy. Seems to have a bit of an agenda.
Oh, no question.
No, I...
He definitely has an agenda, but...
Hold on.
I was wrong. The machine gun guy is on three.
Is that the winner? I mean, is that the guy you like?
Well, I mean, if he's telling the truth and he's got a machine gun...
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so that thing on the computer, then, that was wrong. So you were wrong about the guy when you put the thing by the guy in line six.
I was wrong. I guess I was wrong that he had a machine gun, but I wasn't wrong that he's a numbnuts.
Joe. Ow! God damn it, Joe. Stop that.
I didn't mean to do that.
I know you didn't. Goodbye now.
Good day.
Bye!
Bye!
Come on now.
Bye.
Come on.
Animal.
Go easy on.
I can't work with Ardinger, Mike.
Okay.
I can't work with him. Now listen.
Now is this the glasses guy still?
Yes, it is.
All right. So,
all right.
You don't have a machine gun. You didn't...
Sorry for questioning your honesty, sir.
Sorry. Yes, just Joe sent me an instant message. Yeah. Now, without giving a political speech.
Right.
Now, just go ahead and break what you want
to
break.
He's dying to talk. He seems to have some kind of agenda.
It was something nice. Harrisburg, we got to listen to you.
Hey, now listen.
Yeah, breaking things.
Can you please?
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Even if you're going to say something very nice, just please break something.
All right.
I didn't hear any glass break. It didn't break, did it, sir? There we are. There's the first one.
Well,
how about another? Oh, yeah, not even worth it. What was his name? I don't even remember his name. I'm going to put NN.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Welcome to Breaking News. And what is your name?
My name is Paul. And my girlfriend's got this XM satellite radio nonsense. She always takes the radio with her. Well, while she's driving on the way home, I'm going to shoot the rest of the XM satellite radio device, including the antenna, with a machine gun.
Now
this could be a triple threat here.
Yeah. Not only could this be significant and, it's sending a message.
Right.
It is.
This could also be maybe our best ever.
Mm-hmm. And it could be crap, too. It's too good. It might be too good to be true. You know, falls under that category of, shooting a satellite radio with a machine gun. I hope he's telling the truth.
I mean, who really cares if he's shooting XM or Sirius? Who cares?
Right,
if the guy's got a machine gun.
I heard you guys hated it. That's why I'm doing it.
What kind of machine gun is it?
Well, this is a Drozd. It's a Russian machine gun. I've taken the silencer suppressor off of it.
Good.
But it's not going to be real, real loud.
What's the vintage of it?
It's bought about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Wow. Fresh.
All right. Well, then go ahead and.
Okay. All right. It's not gonna be real loud.
Sir, are you gonna place the phone down and maybe go a distance away to do your destruction?
That's what I'm gonna do.
All right. Very good.
Hold on just a second. Okay.
All right. Sound effect CD already in?
I've only got about 10 bullets in. So hold on.
All right. Here we go.
Did you like that? It's dead. It's gone.
See, that sounded real to me.
Sounded real to me also.
But
he said he only had 10 rounds there. You know, that's a shame he didn't have more rounds. But
can't you fire any more? Aren't you one of those crazy guys that has like a bunker full of ammo?
Do you have any more clips?
I'd have to go up and reload. I've got a couple AK-47s.
Of course you do.
But they're semi-automatic. They're not machine guns.
And why is it that you would have a Russian machine gun? Why would you need that?
Why not?
Hunting squirrels.
Why not?
You have an AK-47 handy?
Well, I've got one, and my girlfriend has one too.
Well, why don't you get out the AK-47 and put a round into it?
Well, because I can't. I'm in a residential neighborhood, and they make a lot of noise.
But it's okay to bring your Russian machine gun in the backyard.
Yeah, well, you see, it's a lot lower power.
Squeeze off.
Well, I did hear the rounds going
on. I heard the pop, 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 pop.
It sounded interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our first machine gun.
But I think we're going to need more from you if you're going to win. So I'll put you on hold.
Yeah.
And maybe you can go through, the kitchen cupboards and see if you can find any more ammo.
Okay. Let me go and see if I find more ammo. Would you like me to break something glass that she owns?
You know what? We'd like you really to shoot things.
Yeah.
Right,
that's the way you're going to get ahead in this contest.
Shoot glass.
Is by shooting things. You can shoot all the glass you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like stack up some bottles like in the old Wild Wild West.
Okay, well, how about some of her china?
whatever, as long as you shoot it.
I don't know what the issues are that you have with this woman, but if that makes you happy, yes, shoot her.
Actually, I love her to death. Oh,
you love her to death, sure. But you are going to shoot things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Hold on, we'll come back to you.
All right, thank you.
That's man, Paul. When he owns three machine guns and he says, I love you to death, it's kind of spooky.
I'm nervous. Hey, they have matching AK-47s.
That's sweet.
Hello, nice. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Yeah, hello. Oh, God, what are you doing there? Hello?
Are you on a speaker, sir?
No, I'm off the speakerphone, Don.
Okay, who is this?
My name is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. What is it you'd like to break for us today?
I'm going to shoot a direct-way satellite system that we've been having problems with for about 6 months.
What is your weapon of choice today, Ryan?
I got a Glock 40 with Black Talon ammunition, hollow point.
Okay, now, you know what?
Powerful.
Right now, I know that our red state numbers are going through the roof. Do I have the states right?
Mm-hmm. Ryan, for some reason, I'm compelled to say this to you. Be very careful with that weapon today.
Oh, I'm always careful with my weapons.
Very good.
Okay. Well, let me get my wife so she can hold the phone up next to it.
And Ryan, I urge you to...
Wait a minute. What could go wrong?
I urge you to blindfold yourself and drink a bottle of tequila before you try
this. No, I'm not drinking anything when I'm shooting this. So.
Wait a minute. Where is your wife going to be while this is going on?
Well, she can be next to my weapon, of course.
She's going
to
have an apple on her head, Mike.
No, she's not going to have an apple on her head.
All right, what are you shooting again, Ryan?
I'm shooting a Glock 40.
Into a direct way system.
29C composite Glock with Black Talon ammunition, hollow point.
Into a direct way satellite receiver?
Not into the receiver, to the actual dish.
The dish, very good.
All right, go ahead. Let it go.
I'm coming up to my range in my backyard. Hold on a second. I'm going to hand the phone to my wife right now.
All right. Can we say hi to her?
Yeah, here's my wife. Her name is Jennifer.
Lucky lady.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, lucky lady.
He's getting ready to shoot?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to hold the phone up.
Do you want to give him a three count, Jennifer?
Sure, I'll give him a three count.
Okay. Be careful, Jennifer.
That would be 1, 2, 3.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Delightful.
Oh.
Absolutely delightful. Hey. Absolutely delightful.
Oh, do we love it? Do we
that
love
was
game?
That sounded absolutely wonderful.
We got to have a second round.
We did get it a second round.
There is no way that we can simply end the game now. We've got to give the guy.
Ryan is the clear leader right now.
We got to give the guy with the Russian machine gun a chance to get back into it.
Yeah. I can't really hear you too well. I didn't have ear protection in, but
it was fantastic, Ryan.
All right.
Right. Searching for signal. That's what I'm saying right now. Hold on a second there, Ryan.
All right.
You might be the winner.
He's so far, Ryan is leader. He shot his satellite with a Glock.
Joe's sending me another instant message.
Oh, good.
Okay. Now we got guys with M80s. So, hello. We'll come back and we'll have another round of breaking news. Mike, what did we hear there? I mean, we heard a lot of nothing.
We had Ryan from Sacramento who hung up because his boss walked in.
Right.
We had Numbnuts who dropped a box of glasses. I only heard one break.
Yeah, that sucked.
We had Paul who shot his satellite radio with a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan who shot his TV satellite dish with a Glock. And, you know, what I love about this bit is every time we do it, we find out just how many of our listeners have weapons.
Yes. Makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Time to reload.
Makes you feel all fuzzy inside. Soylent Green is people. We'll be back at least one more round of breaking.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done.
Yeah.
You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, then, hey.
Well, how are you anyway?
Your home for petting. To a point. The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, let's see. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. It's Breaking News Part 2. Hello.
Hey, this is Dave.
Yes, hi, Dave.
Hey, this the first guy with the machine gun, I think that my crap detector's going way off.
Wait a minute. Are you calling to participate, Dave?
No, actually, I told Rob.
Bye!
Bye.
No, you're calling to complain. That's not allowed.
Right. Let's go to, the guy with the M80, Jeff in Tampa Bay. Jeff!
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. What are you going to do? Are you going to bust up a vase? A vase?
It's a big pitcher, but it's we use it as a vase. Or after today, we won't be using it any longer.
All right, a big lemonade pitcher. How many M80s are you going to put in it?
Well, the guy that sold them to me said they're quarter stick of dynamite. Well,
that's bigger than
an M80. That's what I thought. But, you know, you buy them and who knows what the hell.
So you're going to put it inside of a pitcher.
Wow.
I can give you a point of reference on this.
Okay.
Do you remember two guys that used to work here? They might have looked like us. And one time they set off a firework in the garage.
Oh, my God.
And
I remember.
It set off all the car alarms.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, right. That, Rob, that was us. What do you mean?
Was
guys
it?
That look
oh,
like
my
us.
God. So, Jeff, you've got an M80 and you're going to throw it in a glass pitcher.
Well, I've got more than one. I've got that and a ton of larger than regular firecrackers that I've kind of tied
ahead.
Together.
Right, go for
ahead.
It. What could go wrong?
Go ahead. Break something, make some noise. Dance, monkey, dance.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah, go ahead. DMD. Dance, monkey, dance. What was that?
Didn't sound like a single M80.
No.
What was that?
No, it was actually a bunch together.
A bunch of M80s?
There was six M80s and a bunch of firecrackers.
Bye!
Yeah, didn't do it.
I don't think so.
Didn't do it. It was no Glock shooting, satellite.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Speak to us.
Don and Mike, hello. Oh, hold on a second. Look at that.
It's stuck?
Yep.
It done froze?
The phone done froze up. Thank you, Robbie. Hello there. Don and Mike Show, who's this?
Don and Mike.
Right.
I might have a little bit of a bad connection because I'm on the range. Wait,
you got a terrible cell phone.
Yeah, I'm on the range.
Okay. What are you going to be breaking or destroying?
I'm going to destroy a skateboard.
A skateboard.
What is your name, sir?
My name is John.
What is it?
John.
Yes, sir.
John, how are you going to destroy the skateboard?
I have a suppressed M4.
What is a suppressed M4?
It's an assault rifle with a suppressor, a silencer
on
it.
Well, no, a silencer. Now, a silencer will do us no good. We won't hear the gun, but...
You'll hear it. Now, I can shoot it with it on, and I can shoot it with it off.
Just how many rounds are you going to be shooting at the skateboard?
Well, I got several 30-round magazines.
Go for it.
Just go ahead. Knock yourself
out. Yeah, do some with the silencer on, some with it off. Just go crazy.
Dazzle.
All right. First, I'm going to cut loose about 10 with the silencer, and then I'll go without it.
Very
good. Good. Excellent. Man. Here we
John's shooting a skateboard.
Wait one.
Still waiting.
Thought I heard a cock of the gun.
Silencer on.
Mm-hmm.
That's with it.
Okay, give us some without.
This is rapidly turning into an exclusive shooting.
And here's without.
Even with the bad phone, it kind of translated, didn't it?
I'm sorry about the connection, guys.
That's okay. It
worked fine.
Did you actually break or shoot anything?
Yeah, I got a skateboard. I'll mail it to you or drop it off at the station if you want.
He'll mail it to us.
Okay, wood or fiberglass?
Hold on a second. Let me see. Did we talk to this guy yet? Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Rick.
Hello, Rick. What would you like to break?
Well, what would you like me to break?
No,
I'm out in the junkyard right now on a ranch, and I got junk cars out here.
Well, it's your job to pick something to impress us. What are you going to be doing?
I will be shooting it with an SKS assault rifle.
And then
I got a backup Model A A500 semi-automatic shotgun with 5 in it.
Just Rick, go ahead and shoot everything.
I say shotgun.
Shotgun. With
you
whatever,
want shotgun first?
Whatever you want to do.
Empty them all.
All right, it's going to be loud.
Okay.
That's the idea. You'll poke your eye out.
You get that?
You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, shoot something else with another gun.
All right, I'll clock it.
Those sound good on the radio. See? That sounds like a howitzer.
Do you think right now Dick Cheney is listening to this and just has the biggest boner? Right now Dick Cheney is so aroused that the White House is listening to this show today.
How was that? Come through clear?
What else you got?
Oh, well, I got to go back to the house, but I can reload.
That's all right. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Head on back.
Hold Pick on up and second. Throw an automobile.
You know what? Let me see. I don't know what we've got, but Mike, who are the names you've got?
We got Brian who hung up.
Okay, do you have a guy named Ryan?
Numbnuts, we got Ryan who shot his satellite with a Glock.
Uh-huh.
We've got John, he just shot up a skateboard.
Right.
Jeff was very disappointing with the M80s in the picture. We have Paul, he shot a satellite radio with a machine gun. But we sent Paul, who was, I think, number three.
Oh, to get another gun.
To get an AK-47.
Let's bring him back for one more shot, then, no pun intended.
Right now, though, Don, I believe Ryan is our clear leader with the Glock.
I agree.
Right, hello, Paul.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
All right, Paul, last chance for you to win now. Did you get yourself some better guns?
My girlfriend called. She heard you guys on the radio, and she is rather pissed. So what I got to do is finish off her China with the Russian machine gun before she gets here, because I got to leave, man. I got to book.
Point of order, he has not upgraded the weapon. We have heard the weapon before.
However, go ahead.
Go ahead with the machine gun.
There's going to be glass breaking. So
how much ammo do you have?
I have 30 rounds.
Excellent. Much better. He's upgraded from his 10 rounds.
Can he put the phone near the China?
I will place it as close as possible. However, the phone might become destroyed.
Yeah.
If the line goes dead, you know what happens.
So?
Hold on.
Okay. That just sounded good.
Uh-huh. It really did sound good.
You're the stuck.
It is tough.
It is tough.
That was with the silencer, by the way.
For future reference, really, all guns should have silencers taken off of them.
Please.
I
don't know anything about guns, but that's like the crappiest silencer in the world, because if you're supposed to shoot somebody or something and not be able to hear it.
Well, even a silencer will make that sound. That's kind of what it sounded like.
You can't totally.
Do you have any more rounds in that machine gun?
Don't you watch The Bourne Supremacy? And that it's like...
Right. Do you have any more rounds, Paul?
Yeah, I've got some more, I think. Hold on.
Paul, hold on. Can you take the silencer off?
Oh, no, not in this neighborhood.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, one more shot, no pun intended.
You guys going to throw in my bail? I didn't think so. Okay. Now, what I've got is... the coffee pot that her ex-husband gave her, okay?
All right, last item. Go ahead and shoot it.
I hate this crap. Okay.
Go ahead, Paul.
Stand by.
Just shoot it.
He's a handful.
He is.
He's an idiot.
Of course, he's got a gun.
That could make him a winner. An idiot with a gun.
Sorry, guys. Can't fire it. Won't work.
It jammed?
Got a jam, and I think that means that we are going to have to say...
Wiggle it a little bit.
The guy with the Glock is our winner. Though.
Ryan!
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan is our big winner.
Got his satellite dish.
Hello?
Ryan, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again on breaking news, you shot your satellite dish.
Sure did.
With the Glock.
Yep.
And you've got the MP3 player from Samsung and Circuit City and $100 in cash.
Oh, great. I have never won anything over the radio, and I've been trying forever.
Well, you and your Glock just won you all those prizes.
All it took was a gun.
Why don't you pretend you're in Iraq and just fire into the air?
do you want me to do an encore for you?
Big time.
I got another clip loaded up.
Why don't you pretend you live in Dale City and just fire the gun?
I know I live in Dale City. Let me get a car ID.
Fire when ready, Ryan.
All right, come on. It's dark out now. I got a house right behind my house, though. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
For them.
They'll move. Nice. Nice. He earned it.
Dinner's ready.
Nice.
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 Wow.
All right, Ryan. Good job.
Thanks,
thank
Ryan.
You,
see you guys, and have a good day.
You too. Now, listen, for all of our other shooters, we've got a $78 online account with Deep Discount CD. Deep Discount CD offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with absolutely free shipping. Find great music for less at deepdiscountcd.com. How did they come up with a $78 online account?
I don't know.
Let's just round it off to 100.
All right.
Okay? What the hell?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his...
It was Buzz. I'm sorry, Buzz. There was a piece of ice there.
Yeah, the radio station foghorn was just going off.
Had to be warned.
There was a piece of ice there.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your lead stories on news and comments today, Buzz?
Tonight at Fox News, balance means the money it gives to Republicans. Your cat wants you to know that's not a furball. And Steve Martin's new movie gets its best review from a kid with a brain disorder.
I like that, too.
No, he's not retarded.
I do like that,
too. Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show, that was very...
professional and whatnot.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Yeah. I've jammed with them.
Baby, I love their way. Every day, Don and Mike.
Grassroots right there. Just ahead of Buzz's news. It's the only time I get nitpicky about DCR-TV, which is a local radio site.
Okay.
It's really the only time I bitch is when people write ratings information that's not true.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Now, just one of the posts in the mailbag today, people are writing about what we've been talking about. Great opening segment by Don and Mike today. I love how Don told it how it is. Damn right, Don. You guys rule 2554. Tied for fourth place is ruling the universe. You are tied with Mix 107.3. Don, you are the best smelling piece of S in the building. Signed, Arbitron. Okay. As we said, we are in third place, 25-54.
Mm-hmm.
In first place is the rolling averages of the Arbitron ratings.
Right.
First place is the urban station, the black station, with a 9.9. In second place is the news station, with a 6.1. In third place is us, with a 6.0.
Okay.
Wow.
Those are the ratings that I'm reading you right here. And anonymous poster who's writing numbers that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, you wouldn't rule the universe. But in third place, you can. And if you don't think that at this point, on a radio station that has less than a 2 share, to have a show that's rated number 3 in the target demographic, if you don't think that that not only puts us on top of old Smokey. We rule the goddamn universe known as 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. So, person out there who used to work here, who loves posting every single month when the trends come out, write the right numbers.
Get it right.
Otherwise, I'll just ask Dave Hughes, who's writing the numbers that aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent that guy emails before.
Right.
I mean, I don't care if I get in trouble with the company for that or not.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is just a guy that runs a website.
Right.
And I don't care if somebody writes, I'm a jerk. Somebody writes, Mike is fat. I'm an ass. Whatever you write.
Not fat, Don. It was S-bag drunk.
Okay. Whatever it is, we live with that.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with the territory. But what pisses me off is... if somebody from outside the business goes to this thing and sees it and goes, oh, well, those guys are lying about their ratings.
Do you know what I like most about that website, though?
What?
The positive feedback.
Yeah. Listen, all you douchebags out there that love writing about us on DCR-TV, face it. You know what we are? We are gonorrhea. We are herpes.
Hard to get rid of.
We don't go away.
Right.
We're toenail fungus.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
And remember, if you pick it, it'll get infected.
That's right.
We kick ass. Like us, hate us, whatever. We don't lie about our ratings.
Right. Bingo.
We don't lie. Go to our webpage. Go to the front page of our goddamn of our website, and you'll see the most recent ratings. We update it every 3 months.
Right.
Hello. And I got news for you. Number 325.54, yes, you do rule the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You make an awful lot of money for the radio station.
Amen.
You make so much money for the radio station that you can actually say on the radio that the place is a toilet and they don't fire you. You can actually say on the radio that the bosses are retarded and they don't fire you. You know why? Because you've got big ratings.
Hello. And get it right.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Okay. And good luck. Good luck changing tires.
You've identified your source.
Who I believe the source to be.
Well, I think that's got credibility.
Pretty much it comes every month. Whoever this person is that loves writing the bad rating stuff about us that's not true is someone who obviously has access to the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, gee, where would that person get those numbers from?
I have no idea. We could find that out, too.
Oh, I think you know.
Yeah, we could find that out easily.
I think you know, right?
Yeah.
You know, right? Yeah, bing, bing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
I'm making too much out of it. And I know it just gets everybody writing about us again on the Internet.
You don't like the numbers to be wrong.
No, I don't. I mean, if we suck, we suck, and we'll tell you if we suck.
Right.
But I'm telling you this.
Incidentally, though, people are tuning back in right now, so we have to be careful, because I was reading also that people tune out. You know, they listen to the beginning of the show and the end, but nothing in the middle.
Anyway, we're great, and our show's great. And I'm telling you what, we're the highest rated show on this piece of ass, and we will be from now until when we leave.
Mm-hmm.
So just kiss my ass and get out of here. And write your goddamn name. Write your goddamn name!
Now, that would take balls.
You coward.
Doesn't happen.
You are tied with Mix 107.3. Fourth is ruling the universe. No, I didn't say we were fourth. I said we were tied for third. I didn't lie. I said we rule the universe. We do. We do. This is a radio station in free fall. This is a radio station that has lost in one day 70% of its audience. Yet we've managed to hold on to our audience. That is called ruling the universe.
Amen.
Certainly more than a guy who used to be in radio, who now has to write anonymous posts on a website to get my attention.
Well, he got it.
Hi there. You know what might be better, though? Be a man. Pick up the phone. Give me a call.
Long time
Give it a try. What's that Esther Roll thing?
Give it a try.
Why don't you give it a try?
Give it a try.
It's got to be killing you.
Damn.
Every month the ratings come out, and you sit there, and you go on the computer, and you go to DCR TV where you don't have to write your name. Don and Mike's ratings are no good. Don and Mike are number 17 in the ratings.
I wonder how many posters there would be if full names were required. I've always wondered that about a lot of websites.
Yeah.
If you took the anonymity away from the Internet, it would be a different place indeed.
Anyway, that's all. That's it. Pep talk over.
Bingo.
Things are great here at...
Oh, man, I just threw my locket over the railing.
Radio Titanic. Don't forget, I'm going to paint your picture later.
I can't wait. Not paint, sketch.
So now here's Buzz. Oh, and just one last thing for you little brains who are now going to go on DCR TV and say, oh, Don, we got to you. Mm-hmm. We got to you, Don, because you're reading this and you're reacting to this. And what you guys don't realize is you're playing right into my hands.
That was awesome.
I manipulate you the way I manipulate myself. This is a talented right hand.
You're very good.
Okay? I'm good at this.
Stem the rose, Don. Stem the rose.
You think I don't know what I'm doing? Do you think I don't know what I'm doing? Do you think that I don't know I'm drawing attention to a website where people will go and find out information about our show? Like when I read the stuff about, like, on RadioGodsForum.com?
Mm-hmm.
Think I'm stupid? I'm manipulating you dicks.
And manipulating can be fun.
Mm-hmm. And when you go back on tonight to write
that I've commented about something that you've written, and therefore you win, you're wrong. Because I rule the universe. And so does Mike.
Because we are sitting here on the ship, yeah, and our lifeboat doesn't have holes in it.
Goddamn right.
But that iceberg is getting ever closer. As predicted several months ago.
Yes. More than several months ago.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Anywho, whoo. Boy, I love doing that.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Sure does. Yeah. Just get the record. Yeah. And really, to that person who's doing it, seriously, dude, just pick up the phone and call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, be a man. For God's sakes, be a man about it.
Phone might slip out of the hand, though. Axle grease.
And incidentally,
yeah,
just for that person, I had a question. The tires and the rotating of tires, you know, front to back, back to front.
Who knows?
What's the deal on that?
Who knows?
What's the deal on that?
When it comes to tire pressure, numbers are important.
Anyway, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Here's Buzz, as we've just talked 10 minutes about something that's so inside.
I know.
You'd have to work here for the last 10 years to know what's going on.
But it's fun.
Oh, it's great fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's great fun.
It
and
is.
We rule the universe.
That's right.
Tied for number three, and goddamn proud of it.
Actually, we shouldn't put it that way. We should just put King of the World.
Yeah.
Because that ties the Titanic thing right back in.
King of the
in
World.
A, in kings, a nice bow.
Kings of the World.
Kings of the World.
Tied for number three.
Mm-hmm.
You're goddamn right, we're kings of the world.
Because mm-hmm.
you know what the next highest rating on this station would be? Below 20.
Right.
Okay? I mean, like, below 20th place.
Yeah, the ranking.
Yes, kings of the world!
That's right.
Woohoo! Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
You know, Buzz, they never write anything bad about you on the internet.
Thank
God. Damn, they love your ass, don't they?
Look at the time that saves us.
Look how I've manipulated you. Look how I've made you into such a lovable, curmudgeon-y creature.
Stemming the rose.
I appreciate that.
Ah, manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet manipulation.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Nobody's better.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like DCR-TV is my prostate.
Feels good. Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, and he's not the only one they never say anything bad about. They never say anything bad about me.
That's right. That's right.
Hi, Dave.
Or me.
The golden boy.
Hey, if we're keeping count.
Well, no, come on, Mike. I mean, let's be honest.
Taking a poll.
I know. Listen, no, I've taken the most hits. I'm untalented. I'm fat. I'm the biggest jerk.
I'm an S-bag drunk.
I talk the most. And incidentally, it's too early for me to be involved with anybody in any way what happened to my wife.
Yeah, maybe you do. Yeah. You know what? I think on pure volume, you might edge me out.
And I also get a lot of the posts on there as well, like, you know, hey, it's karma. What happened to Frida? You know,
right.
It's karma, because I'm such a dick on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, ooh, you better watch out, Don. You better watch out. Hope nothing happens to your son.
Right.
Ooh, yeah, because bad stuff happens to me because I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why my wife was killed in a car accident, because of the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, it's nice they post that stuff.
It is.
Well, I don't care. I mean, and really, that I don't care about.
You know, I don't care.
But get the ratings right.
I don't care because I can't find them.
Can't find what?
The people that write it. If I could find them, I'd fight them all. I'd fight them all.
You know what you should do? You should rent the second Kevin Smith movie, the second Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Okay.
It's part of their goal to just go around to America and find people who have written about them on the internet
mm-hmm.
and beat the crap out of them.
What a wonderful fantasy. Boy, I got to get that movie.
I don't know if it's Jay and Silent Bob Go to Hollywood. It's the one where they make the movie.
Well, you know what? I'm renting that this weekend.
Anyway, at one point, they're looking at, and they're just looking at a fan site,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, Jay and Silent Bob suck, and they're fags. And the next thing you know, they show them knocking on the kid's door. And like this 13-year-old opens the door, and they go, are you Bose Burbank?
Mm-hmm.
And the kid goes, yeah. They go, do you write stuff about us on the internet? Yeah. Down goes poster.
That's a wonderful dream I had.
Rent the movie, Mike.
I might be approaching turgidity.
Stop at Blockbuster.
Live the dream.
Oh, here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
In Germany this evening, they're awaiting the results of an autopsy.
Buzz be whack.
On a cat. The cat.
Germany.
The cat appears to have contracted and died from the bird flu, and it appears to be the strain most deadly to humans.
Bird flu!
The bird flu has appeared in birds in 5 of Germany's 16 states, including suburban Berlin.
Listen to that cat.
No people have caught it there. This is the first known case of bird-to-cat transmission. The cat was apparently exposed to bird poop. So, for now, the German government has ordered its people to keep their cats indoors or on a leash. In the meantime, cat scratch fever takes on a more ominous meaning.
Oh, and here's one other thing I'd like to say about just about that site in particular and other sites.
Yes.
Everybody in the industry reads it.
Right.
Everybody reads it. Every disc jockey reads it.
They can't help it. It's like crime.
Every program director reads it. Every general manager reads it.
Yep.
So go ahead and bust my balls if you want, because I got the balls to say I read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like what? Like, do you mean to tell me Jack Diamond doesn't read that?
Of course he does.
Every day.
Everybody reads it.
Everybody does.
Everybody does.
They should all just be honest about it.
Yeah.
Just be honest about it.
I got to get that movie.
I do.
He's inspired.
That's great. What a fantasy.
Of course I read. It's people writing about us. Wouldn't you read about people writing about you?
Of course you would.
My
anybody
God,
would.
Fantastic. Are you kidding? It's like, well, I'd sit there and I go, look, these schmucks are writing about us. Oh, fantastic.
Hey, you know when you have to worry, though? Seriously. And this is the truth.
I know. When they don't.
When they stop.
When they stop.
Amen.
That's right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Not everyone has heard about the tighter airport security since 9/11. Apparently, Louis Behi III hadn't heard. He tried to board a plane out of New Orleans yesterday with the following items on him.
Louis.
5 knives, 44 rounds of 9mm ammunition, a can of lighter fluid, several lighters, 8 grams of crystal meth, and a glass smoking pipe.
Hey, you could have just played our game.
Yeah.
He was arrested for possession of meth. Today, he's out on bond. Police say they questioned him, but he didn't answer. Homeland Security all set, boss.
Here we go.
And when the outfit that calls itself Fox News talks about balance, does that mean the money it's already given to Republicans, or does that refer to the balance yet to be paid?
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The Federal Election Commission records show that the company's chairman and many of his executives have given money to the reelection campaign of Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum and other Republican candidates. Rupert Murdoch donated $2,100 to Santorum this time, on top of the grand he donated 6 years ago. Murdoch also gave $5,000 to the Republican National Committee and even more money to a group of Texas Republicans, all in the name of being fair and balanced, of course. We have yet to see evidence executives from, say, CNN or CBS have donated cash to, say, the Democrats.
No, the people at CBS are busy suing Howard Stern.
That's right.
And they're going to win.
When we come back, the best review yet of Steve Martin's new movie.
Oh, it's about the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pick and eat. The Don and Mike Show.
And once again, here's Buzz. Was nice enough to give up his bully puppet tonight so that we could scream a little bit about the website.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz.
You might.
And now let's talk about that special young man.
It's a good story, finally.
Oh, I love this story.
One guy finally really gets the new Steve Martin movie, The Pink Panther, and he gets thrown out of the theater for it. AMC says it was just acting on complaints. The young man's mother says they won't be back at the Woodlands 20, but their lawyer will. In Oldsmar, Florida, around Tampa Bay, a 19-year-old was ejected from the theater for laughing too loudly and for laughing when other people were not. Maybe it's because he has Angelman syndrome, which often includes seizures and excessive laughter.
Thank you!
Or maybe he just really understands the movie. Either way, his laughter was probably what kept the rest of the audience from appreciating the film's nuances.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That movie sucks.
Yeah, right.
He likes it. And a retarded kid likes it.
Maybe sure. We just don't understand.
He was right.
Parents just don't understand.
Right.
Come on, no kids
out there. Come on, shake your body.
No, come on, give me something better.
Yeah, I like this.
Who's that lady?
Very nice. Very nice.
Who that?
Gotta go. Double Zero's coming up next.
Check your program.
We're on Titanic Radio. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Guess what I seen?
What did you see?
I seen a peanut butter moose.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.